If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
It is quite tedious. Quite tedious indeed.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse.
My name is Neo Vagina. My name is Sven. I'm in the studio with Moik. On Skype is Alex. He's over there behind me on the big giant.
There on the big,
on the big
TV.
4K monitor. That's Alex in 4K.
I look amazing on that monitor.
Yeah, no one can really see it because you're washed out because we're filming a monitor right now.
Yeah,
Alex has become my favorite meme. It's a black person filming their television screen to pirate whatever it is they want to see. So
we're pirating Alex.
We're doing that to
right
Alex
now.
McNabb. So now you don't have to. You can't complain about floating McNabb heads anymore.
No,
because now he's actually ensconced on the. Wait, is firmament even the right word?
Well, we could like put that monitor like right.
Just call me Alex Oblivion.
No, we're not. We're never moving. Yeah, exactly.
We're never moving these monitors.
Never moving. No, yet. Nothing moves. That's the thing. Like I move the camera angle. If we don't like it, we can just move it back over there and point it this way, and Alex will be a floating head again.
Yeah, I think it's okay. It's a little. It's
I think
a little
the TRS needs to orient to like follow the line of the ceiling.
But yeah, you need to.
I need
it.
To like rotate, and yeah, it needs to go askew. But I don't. Yeah. You know, I can't askew it right now. Okay. I can askew it. Later on, what are we gonna talk about? Neo vaginas. See that we can do the show now. Yeah. We can go back to the Jesse interrupts.
Postmodern neo vaginas.
Yeah, we can do the Jesse interrupts Mike show now because we don't have a guest. I feel better.
Right,
I feel more comfortable.
Sorry about that.
I feel uncomfortable when we have a guest.
It's like, I know you do. You have social anxiety.
It's particular autism that I have. It's like I only want to talk to people that I know. As much as I like Rai Rai.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
I like Andrew Ryan,
but I feel bad if I interrupt Ryan. I don't feel bad if I interrupt you.
Well, if you don't interrupt Ryan, he'll never shut up.
Okay, yeah, that's
like,
fair.
He's one of the few people that, like, bowls me over. Mm. He will literally not stop talking, and he'll talk. He'll assume you know who all these Arabs are.
Yeah, I don't know.
He lists, like, five Arabs, and I'm like, I don't know who these people are.
What did they bomb?
Yeah, I'm sure that these are. I'm sure these people blew some shit up or are connected to the Zionism somehow, but, like, I don't.
The Zionism.
Did you do a Zionism? It's like, that's what we call a terrorist attack from now on. It's like, did you do, some Muslim did a Zionism.
Mm. Well, let's get into these fun stories we have here.
So we promised.
As you can see, you can see what's on my screen now if you're watching, almost.
We promised this last time, but we didn't get around to it.
No.
So we wanted to talk about.
I was just going to start reading.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So you start with one. So we have stories. We have stories. Stories.
Stories.
Stories.
This isn't the one I want either. I don't want that one.
All right, which one do you
so
want
you
to
told
start?
Me that the 4chan thread.
I told you the 4chan thread had the stuff.
It does not have the one that I want to start with. Which see, one? This is wrong. This is not the one I wanted to start with.
Which one do you want to start with?
I don't want to say it without reading it. So now I'm going to search for it in the group because you've misled me.
All right, well, can I read them?
We got the one. There was a succession.
They like build?
There was a succession in which our friend posted them in the Facebook group that had a narrative sense that was hilarious. With the 4chan thread, it's just like, oh, wow, go figure. Just a random bunch of posts that don't make any sense. I'll try looking up his name.
It never works.
It truly never works. Like I searched the guy's name, and I've got every post that he did except those.
I got it.
Are we basically just doing a modern variation on that he Guts short story?
Guts?
I don't know,
what's
dude.
Guts?
Just send me
Chuck Palahniuk wrote that, like, God, probably 15 years ago.
All right, here we go.
It's part of a book series.
All right, here they are in the proper.
I don't know.
Oh,
well, you could go into that.
Did he like block me or something? Why am I not seeing? That's really funny. You just sent me it just sent me to the group and whatever post is on top.
All right, well, I don't know what to tell
you. Or
you
sent me the wrong link.
Wow. Okay.
Nope, I got it.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah, this is we should have done this.
Well,
like,
you said like this is good eating from Britain where the police have banned milkshakes. That's not at all what I want. Why
this is as bad as that jock at the Belmont.
Why doesn't the internet work?
That's the post.
Oh, that's it? Okay. Why is it the second one on the page when you sent me the link directly to this post?
I don't know.
Everything just sucks.
I don't know.
And then it opens up this weird like preview pane that I can't. Anyway, this is the first. This is what I want. All right. Is everybody ready?
All right.
All right, I'm strapped in.
If editing and fucking re-encoding a video didn't take like as long as the video is, I would like cut the last 3 minutes out.
Everyone's gonna love it, right? That's what you always say, right? Everyone's gonna love us fumbling around looking for prep
well,
in the studio.
Like, this is the thing that like Opie and Anthea used to do. Was
did
like,
you choose this camera angle on purpose because you're the only one that looks right?
Well, you look fine.
Well, I've got my microphone in my face. If I put my microphone in front of my face,
now talk to it.
Well, I was doing like this before.
Yeah, that works too. That's right. That's how you talk.
All right.
Wow. He's making both of us look bad so that he looks great by comparison.
I mean, guys,
found an angle where his like shoulders look
kind of
like
guys, let's be honest with ourselves here. Do I need help looking like better than both of you, more handsome? No. I keep sticking my chin out so I don't have two though.
I have this like milk bag if I go like this.
Everybody has that.
Yeah, I know. But you can try to pretend
like
that's
why you never like go back in photos. Like if you know, like sometimes your instinct in a photo is to be like this. Like never do that. Always stick your neck out. You look better. You won't look like you're doing it. Once the photo once you see it, you won't look
like
it. Yeah, no,
look at this shadow under my anyway. But yeah, this is what O&A used to do. Like they would have a big thing, they're gonna talk about it, but then they just would fuck it up and not do it for like 3 hours. Do some commercial breaks, come back, maybe start it. That's like what Anthony would be telling the story about being in divorce court. They did like a 6 hour show and would tease it for like 4 hours and then finally do it. You're lucky we only have a 2 hour show, 2.5 hour show. We can tease it for 5 minutes. Anyway, the doctor.
How did they do 6 hours?
Well, they were doing a bit where they were doing two different shows.
Yeah,
a day as well, like in two different studios. I don't know what it was,
fuck that, man.
I could do 6 hours a day if I had breaks.
If we had commercial breaks and like. But then again, that would be bad for us because our forte is to do something for like a long ass time. We used to do four hour shows.
That would fit the 6 hour time slot.
You know how the show?
I wouldn't want to be interrupted every 15 minutes. That would piss me the fuck off.
Well, you'd have to have tight little things set up and you have a good little outline. But anyway, the doctor tells me my vagina will be self lubricating. That's great, but unfortunately, he tells me I need to wear a pad forever. The vagina will be self-lubricating, and I need to wear a pad because it will always be leaking out. I will be having neo-vagina surgery, and he's opening up my abdomen and going to use my right colon. I don't know what this means. This person has two colons.
This is so bad.
A right colon and a left colon?
This is already like...
Are you right colon or left colon?
I guess that... Oh, God.
So he's going to use my right colon to join up the gap he's making to make the vagina.
No!
The self-lubrication for the vagina... Comes from that part of the bowel.
It always gets worse.
Comes from that part of the bowel. So my question is very important because it means whether or not I will go through with the surgery. Is it safe to ingest the lubrication? If my boyfriend wants to eat me out and ingest this discharge coming from my bowel, is it safe? Because I don't want him to get poisoned or something if it's a dangerous mucus or discharge made within my bowel. I will ask my doc, but until then, I really need to know, will it be safe? Thank you.
I almost tried Google to find out, and then I decided against it.
You know, look, do you think it's safe to lick the inside of someone's colon?
I mean, I want to know mechanically how this works, but at the same time, I don't want to know how
it
works.
My instinct says no, but then it's also like, why would this ever be a question that would rise up?
Well, I'm amazed at this sociopath's like consideration for others.
What sort of jury rigging are they doing with this person's bowels to make this?
All right, let's forget the technical.
Okay, now,
sexual moral like question is like this person cares enough. Like it's not like the end of the story for this person isn't as like you accept me for being a woman and this is my vagina. Like you actually care that if you poison the poor sap that's like theoretically eating you out.
Maybe he just doesn't want to get sued.
Well, I don't know. I can't believe one of these people like thought that far ahead. Like normally just like, hey, respect me. You know, you poison yourself eating my neo vagina. Like that's your problem. You're probably some kind of transphobic.
Yeah, that's transphobic. It's like what you don't want to eat this pussy. Like that's transphobic.
And to go back to what Alex said, like how this is happening. Like who designed such a thing? Like who decided like we're gonna lubricate your vagina?
This is a thing. There's some quotes now. Yeah. I know you don't want to skip. I know you want to go in order.
Well, this builds.
It builds. I'll read the little thing from an abstract from a scholarly paper on this.
Ah.
Once we're done, or I could do it now. you want.
Oh, yeah, do it now. Do it so that my clinical curiosity can be sated.
Complications of the neovagina in male-to-female transgender surgery, a systematic review and meta-analysis with discussion of management. This is a paper published in November of 2017. November of 2017, it's got a number of different doctors on the author list. Dreather, PC, Edwards D, Hager S, Dennis M, Berkoff A.
Oh, go on.
Mora J, Terry S, and Rumor KL. Dr. Rumor is going to come up again. Some patients are not happy with Dr. Rumor. The other funny thing is how they blame the doctor.
Dr. Rumor. I could do that song. Dr. Robert. Dr. Rumor.
Dr. Rumor.
Turn my penis inside out, Dr. Rumor.
Yes.
Shit, now I have to do that for the neck. The neck will be fucking ecstatic.
You do have to do Dr. Rumor. Gender affirmation surgery. This is what they're calling
Gender affirmation surgery. Fucking gender mutilation surgery, sick fucks. These people should all be fucking... They should have done to them what they're doing to these people, and then they should be executed. Yeah.
Yeah. Gender affirmation surgery. Like that, I'm saying
that's what the law enforcement should provide for us as a society. Like, these people need to be punished.
Everybody involved needs to be punished. Now, like, the patient gets their punishment once they get the surgery.
Yeah.
And boy, are we going to see that. Yeah, but the doctors should be punished.
Yeah.
Nobody should be doing this. Doctors,
everyone involved.
The medical establishment
should
have put the kibosh on this long ago. And now, just in case you ever thought, if you're one of those people that is still, I don't know why you'd be listening to this program. If you're still like, the Nazis are terrible, horrible people, well, guess what? The Nazis put the fucking kibosh on this shit real quick when it was going on in Weimar, where it was initially came out.
This is where it came
and
from.
And one of the Jews that were pioneering this stuff, they burned all their shit. And there's actually a recent article on Dot Mike complaining about the fact, it was on Medium complaining about the fact that the Nazis had set this stuff back by decades because they destroyed all the literature.
They set it back by decades again.
They didn't set it back far enough.
They didn't set it back far enough, right, because ultimately the Jews ended up winning that war. So that was the problem.
It's a bunch of niggas, wasn't it?
Whoops.
So now we're right back to where we were.
My bad.
But so anyway, gender affirmation surgery is often the final gender-confirming medical intervention.
Doesn't confirm anything.
Sought by those patients suffering from gender dysphoria. In the male-to-female MTF transgendered patient, check this out, the creation of aesthetic and functional external female genitalia with a functional vaginal channel is of the utmost importance. But it's not a functional vaginal channel. Because part of the function of a vaginal channel is pushing out a baby. And they can't do
no,
that.
No, they can't do that.
So you can't give them a functional vaginal channel. You can give them a hole that somebody can fuck. But that's not a functional vaginal channel. That's what they want.
It's a wound
because
that never heals.
A woman, you ever notice how this being a woman, this gender dysphoria crap, it's all based on sexual shit. It's all based on perverse. It's not about, like, I want to have babies from Life of Brian. That's not what these people want.
No.
People want to get railed. They want to get railed by cocks. That's what they want. And that's
interesting.
Why
this is reductionist. They reduce being a woman to just having a fuck hole between your legs.
Yeah, all they want is a fuck hole. There's no baby coming out of that hole. Yeah. Ever. Ever. Impossible.
Well, coming out of his disease.
The only thing that's coming out of it is like, you know, cancerous globules.
It's actually, it gives the opposite of life. It gives suicide.
It's death giving.
It's death.
It's death giving.
You have a death hole.
You can't, it's not a life hole, like a real woman's vagina, which is, The Origin of the World, that famous painting of a pussy. It's like a French painting called The Origin of the World. But it's, anyway,
definitely wouldn't set that on fire if I saw it.
You probably wouldn't. It's just like a naked woman with a really hairy bush. It's not a big deal. Like, it's not like the worst thing ever. But,
I don't like that.
I don't think anyone needs
Fine! Don't worry about it!
No,
we're getting distracted.
This is real Puritan hours. I don't want to see nudity ever again.
Yes. Naked people make me upset.
No more.
Yeah. But they take out a complete aspect of femininity is ignored by these perverted men that do this. These are perverted men that want a fuckhole.
They don't want a fuckhole.
There's no interest in being a mother. There's no interest in being a wholesome aspect of femininity.
Hold up. They don't just want that. They want the fuckhole, and they want They want the muscle of society behind that fuckhole, enforcing your acceptance of that fuckhole. Like, they want you to date that fuckhole. They want you to fuck that fuckhole. And when you find out that it's just like a literal axe wound and not a reproductive organ, they want to enforce you like not being allowed to leave that person because of the supposed deception that was involved in staring you in the eye.
Well, you know,
like, if you
funny.
Find out that this thing can't have babies, you're not allowed to leave it otherwise. Well, I mean, just fix it. What do they dox people for being white nationalists for now? Like, now they're like, dox you, ruin your life because...
They'll dox you
because
you wouldn't fuck that hole.
Because you're transphobic for not fucking the trans
hole. You know what? You said the Nazis were against this?
Yes. Quite,
I kind of feel like being a Nazi now. Okay? I mean, feel like I should just throw my lot
into
this.
This is another thing where the people that say, oh, the Nazis were leftists... The Nazis were left, really? Were they? Because if the Nazis had won, we wouldn't have this shit going on.
Yeah.
You really think that under the Nazi regime, if like, oh, what if we were all speaking German? Yeah, what if we had trannies running around rampant? What if we had children going to homosexual clubs? What if we had little kids being dressed up as women? Yeah, what if we had homosexuals like given access to children and you're not allowed to complain about it? What if we had that? Would the Nazis do that? Were the Nazis left-wing like that? Oh, no. I only say the Nazis are left-wing because I'm a fucking pussy that remains in the fucking Jewish-dominated political paradigm where I have to say shit like that because I'm a conservative fucking faggot. And I can't actually stand up for what's right. And so I have to pretend like the Nazis were left-wing even though this plague of perversion and homosexuality and transgenderism that is being exposed to children, targeting children, would have been wiped out by these people. And I don't have the fucking courage to do it.
It was wiped out
at
one time.
I'm so worried that the Jews are going to turn on me for even speaking up about anything that I'll give fucking homosexuals access to my children. Fuck that. The Nazis were right. And if you don't think so...
You mean they were not wrong.
If you don't think so, then tell me that you're happy with this transgender shit. Because they put a fucking stop to it. Conservatives aren't doing it. The Republican Party's not doing it. Anyway.
I mean, this is some shit out of a fucking nightmare.
It is. It's fucking satanic nightmare shit, man. And it's not. It's going to get worse, and you're going to hear how bad it gets. But unbelievably, this paper, it's not just something to joke about either. Listen to this paper. We're going to keep going here. So, the aim of this review and meta-analysis is to evaluate the epidemiology, presentation, management, and outcomes of neovaginal complications in the MTF transgender reassignment surgery patients. PubMed was searched in accordance with PRISMA guidelines for relevant articles, blah, blah, blah. Ineligible articles were excluded. Articles meeting all inclusion criteria went on to review and analysis, blah. Ultimately, studies reported on 1,684 patients with an overall complication rate of 32.5% and a reoperation rate of 21.7%. Now, and that's only for non-aesthetic reasons. For aesthetic reasons, they would have reoperations because the pussy didn't look right, apparently. The fake pussy didn't look right. Now...
Gee, can't imagine why.
Oh, my God. Okay, this
subjective,
is so bad.
Subjective value strikes
listen,
again.
Listen to, the most common complication was stenosis of the neometus.
What's it? My neometus? My neometus?
Look at that word. I'm not making it up.
Neometus. M-E-A-T-U-S.
Neo-dash-M.
Means that the vagina closed up.
The neo-meat. Wound
yeah, the
infection.
We sealed itself
we definitely have to. We definitely have to M-80 a ham on the 4th of July.
Oh, we're doing God. It. We're going to put an M-80 inside of Virginia ham and blow that shit up. Wound infection was associated with an increased risk of all tissue healing complications, use of sacrospinous ligament fixation was associated with a significantly decreased risk.
I'm glad I don't know what these words mean because I'd be probably sick to my stomach right now.
Yeah, risk of prolapse of the neovagina. Gender affirmation surgery is important in the treatment of gender dysphoric patients, but there is a high complication rate in the reported literature. Variability in technique and complication reporting standards makes it difficult to assess accurately the current state of MT. Well, abscess is the study. There's a lot of abscesses involved. So they're saying, okay, we've got in the literature review,
equality of abscess.
We got a 32.
Write that down for the show name, perhaps.
Equality of abscess. Yes, please. That is absolutely
tentative show title.
Tentative show title. So the 32.5 rate of complication. Now, just so you understand, like
that's a surgery you don't do anymore in the real world.
It feels like
right?
It's low for this surgery.
It's a third,
but for any real medical procedure, that is incredibly high.
That's a procedure you don't do anymore.
And
given
you're
that losing this is, one of three patients.
And it's even less conscionable given that this is elective surgery. There's nothing wrong with the people's bodies that they do this to.
Right.
Their bodies are fine. They have functional genitalia. There's something wrong with their brains, obviously.
Yes.
But you don't chop someone's body apart because they have a mental illness.
What if we did a brain surgery instead that killed one of three fucking patients or turned them into
like a lobotomy?
Yeah, like we'll just do lobotomize trans.
Yeah. I mean, lobotomy probably had less of a complication rate, but the thing is, like, they don't do lobotomies anymore, and it's kind of a thing that the medical establishment is, like, embarrassed about the fact that they ever did them.
Are they ever going to be embarrassed about this?
What kind of Frankenstein shit do you have to do to rearrange that architecture? Like, what kind of dissection and rearrangement?
Well, we got a little
ligaments
bit of a.
I think they do. You know.
If you allow me to say,
have you ever seen the bologna, like a real long one from the deli, and at the end the wrapping comes down, and they have that little metal clamp piece that holds the end. I think that's what's like deep inside. Like they put together the bologna, and they put a clamp there.
Oh God!
To hold the bottom of it into a tube, if you will.
Well,
it's like an inside out bologna.
I'll tell you this: we got a little bit, shall we say,
ahead of
forgive
ourselves.
Me for saying it. We got a little bit of a taste of what they do in the previous post.
God, I'm starving, though.
Starving
I want,
is,
I want a
mucus?
Fucking ham and bologna sandwich.
I want a ham and colon mucus sandwich.
I mean,
what
just
kind,
like fucking horseradish.
What kind of person with no conscience, what kind of sociopath would do this surgery?
French,
what kind of fucking
know.
Person would do this
French
to someone?
Dip.
That's what I want to know. Dr. Boykoff and Dr. Ruma apparently have no problem doing
would,
it.
Would the world's greatest doctor do a thing like this? The
who's
butcher?
Who's the world's greatest doctor?
Well, you don't watch our YouTube channel.
Oh. No.
Would Mengele be mangling
people
would, like
he
this?
Would
no,
he would do brain surgery on people that want to do this.
He'd probably just have them shot.
You're like, you're defective. And he wouldn't be wrong.
There's no fixing you.
There's no fixing this.
This is not
getting
better.
We can't allow this mental disease to spread into...
You can't let these things fester.
...to the outside world.
If you allow me to...
You let your neo-vagina fester, though.
Yeah.
That's what... Are you ready to move on? I just saw another really nice picture. Yes, I will never be able to have sex again, and I'm still trying to figure out how to live with the trauma of my surgery. It's like, wow, somebody chopped my dick off.
I don't know how to deal with
this trauma, and I'll never have sex again. It's like, well, you would have had sex again if you still had a dick, but anyway.
The problem is the chopping of the dick off is key.
Like, that's fine. Issue. Like, what do you mean I cut my dick off and I can't have sex anymore? How did this happen? These are supposedly Game of Thrones fans. They don't understand. Nice job, Theon.
These are supposedly Game of Thrones.
Theon,
yes, every last one of them does watch Game of Thrones. I guarantee it.
Oh yeah, they absolutely.
Let's see. He refuses to help. The local medical team were trying to figure out what's wrong with me, and his little response to them was, "My patients don't get complications. Send her to a clinic." I like this. So this person's in an ER, and they're like, "What the fuck happened to you?"
I mean, I also don't entirely trust these people's, because they all blame their doctor. They don't blame the fact that they did this surgery at all.
Yeah, no, none of them. They,
well,
they,
I'm sure the fucking doctor was like, oh, yeah, this will be fine. Yeah, you'll
great.
Have a nice
well, I want to know, now that we have this study that shows that there's 32.5% complication rate, do the doctors tell that to people? There's literally a 1 in 3 chance.
I don't know, man.
That this is going to get fucked up. And
I don't think they hear that. I got a 2 out of 3 chance to like realize my delusions.
Right. I think that's partly what's could be going on, because I think there's some ethical thing where you have to tell people this. And then
you know how they do those pharmaceutical commercials where they fast talk all the complications? I think
that's what they do. I mean, this, ethics are out the window. Like, there's no ethics involved.
There's no ethics here.
This is not ethics.
There's no ethics here. But the other thing is, the other point about that was at the very end of that was that they were saying, like, okay, this is what we gleaned from these cases.
Well, we got to finish this story.
Okay, but I wanted to drive one point home about the previous one, then we can go back.
Okay.
Which is that they were, the very last few sentences of that last piece of that abstract from that study said, while we did find this complication rate among these 1,600 cases, there's a general reporting problem on these kinds of surgeries. So we don't really know.
We don't know why all the other ones died.
My thing is, it could actually be much worse than that.
Yeah.
But because they said there were problems in the reporting standards for this kind of surgery, and then also sometimes the patients themselves drop off the face of the earth afterwards, possibly because they kill themselves.
That's my question. How many of these cases of complications were not caught because the patient just
they
off
just
themselves
killed themselves
and
so they never went back?
I think that's a reporting problem.
That's a reporting problem.
Society problem.
Yes. Yes.
I'm 9 months post-op. This is the same story going on now. I'm 9 months post-op, and I've had to stop dilating completely. I've been on and off antibiotics for the past 5 months, and most of my clitoris necrotized and fell off in the early recovery period.
Oh, God!
Something that was confirmed by my gynecologist. Why? How do you have a gynecologist?
God!
You need like a neo-gynecologist. Like, they need like a whole new field of study. But of course, was denied by Dr. Brassard. Yeah, right. While I was at the recovery centra, this is not American, some kind of Canadian scum, I guess, centra, they made an error with my medications and refused to take me seriously. I mean, imagine if they had done that in the first place. So they just not taking you seriously from the beginning. Be like, get the fuck out of here. What do you mean you want to even cut your dick off? Like that, the whole world would be a better place. They did nothing when I went catatonic. Because they figured, like, all right.
They figured, like, maybe this problem will be self-solving. Yeah.
They did nothing when I woke up drowning in my vomit. I was like, wait a minute. How do you wake up from drowning? Anyway, they refused to give me an IV nutrients, even though I hadn't eaten or slept in 5 days and was in excruciating pain. Like, this is like casserole posting at this point. It's all fake. And it was only after I begged for assisted suicide a second time that they even started to look into the issue. I can't be touched down there without crying. I feel sexually worthless. That's the most telling. I'm so sick and tired of what my life has become because of this surgery. It's like your life was fucked before the surgery. You were all like sexually worthless. Like sexual worth shouldn't even be a thing. Like why? It's like this is like proves like this is all about, as you said, this is just all about perverted sex. I realize my circumstances are the exception to the rule, and most people are satisfied with his work, but I will never recommend him to anyone.
Not Dr. Ruma?
It seems like there's several different ways you could address the kind of core problem going on here, and they've picked the absolute most heinous and disgusting inappropriate course of action. Like you got a bunch of options, and you decided to have Frankenstein surgery and blow up your fucking pelvis. Like,
yeah. And you notice the first thing this guy says is, I will never be able to have sex again. That's like the first thing. First. Then he goes into all this other crap. And yeah, I don't believe this treatment at the hospital. Like, oh, they wouldn't give me an IV. They didn't care that I was throwing up. I'm like, dude, I've never been to...
I want assisted suicide. Like, do it yourself, you fucking pussy.
I would have been like, all right.
You neo-pussy.
I honestly, if I was working at a hospital and that person was saying, all right, bring me the fucking morphine. We'll just pump
this
person
not so,
until they're
these,
gone.
These like an ER.
I'd be like, let's just pump the morphine till this guy's out of here. Let's just do it.
What is an ER supposed to do? What is an ER supposed to do?
Supposed
the
to do that.
What's one more medical error?
They have
supposed
no
to
idea.
Do that.
They
have,
but they don't know. Like nobody knows what to do with this. You don't go to medical school
trouble,
to
actually.
Learn about what to do with fucking.
Well, that's the thing.
Well,
the
I've
thing.
Got a story related to that actually involving another patient that had a little incident. We'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get
yeah,
to
know
that.
The
we
one
gotta, we gotta finish this narrative, this buildup of the neo vagina.
Oh, these things build.
The self lubrication. Takes a turn for the worse.
Shall I do this one?
God damn.
Hello.
Right. Hello.
Second.
Hi.
I am a 29-year-old MTF from Turkey.
Hi.
Oh, they're always MTFs.
Hi.
From Turkey.
And 2 weeks ago, I have... This is so funny. Because it's not written in proper English.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I have undergone vaginoplasty by penile inversion technique. My doctor is an experienced... My doctor is an experienced professor plastic surgeon. After having surgery, I felt very comfortable and had no significant pains for 3 whole days.
3 days.
3 days. And everything was fine.
And then the drugs wore off.
I need to be hospitalized only 2 days, after which I went home. However, after 1 week from the surgery, I farted from vagina and told my doctor immediately. He removed the thing that keeps vagina in place.
That's that little metal ring.
I don't even
about.
Know what that
that's
is.
That's the metal ring that's there on the opposite, the end of the bologna.
And
it's
in
inside
examination,
out.
He saw that my colon and vagina had a small hole. He applied stitches and said if anything changes to inform him. That night, poop came from my vagina, and I have immediately called him.
Self-lubricating.
He forwarded me to a colorectal surgeon whom said we need to wait 1 more week and do colonoscopy to see how bad is the situation. Today, 1 week passed.
Does anybody say, like, no, don't shove more things in there? Dear God. Like, that was my reaction.
Maybe don't put
colonoscopy.
Stuff up there. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Today, 1 week passed.
Did the doctor say, like, hey, like, somebody turn your dick inside out and tied it to your fucking spine?
I think the problem is... That Jesus. You drilled a hole in your pelvis,
yeah.
And you accidentally, you know,
you nicked the
that
poop
wall
shoot there
between the, yeah. You actually made a little, little hole there.
You know that place that you think is sexually safe to use because you've seen so much porn?
Yeah, yeah, the more you shove things up there, the wider that's going to get, and the more poop's going to come into your neo-vagina.
Neo-vagina.
Today, 1 week passed, and colorectal surgeon and my doctor had a chat about my situation, which they concluded since the hole did not get any bigger, my surgeon sees me every 2 days, we should wait another week. Now I have vagina that farts and poops. I clean it regularly with Batacon, red fluid we use to clean wounds. I don't know what the name in the U.S. Other problem I have, it looks swelled and horrible, my doctor says, is completely normal because of the edema caused by the procedures. Did any of you had similar experience? Should I trust my doctor? English is not my native language. Sorry if I had problems. You had problems.
You have problems.
Boy, did you have problems.
You know what the problem with these neo vaginas? You can't really do the mage because these vaginas do not dodge bullets. So it just seems like they just get peppered and hit with everything life throws at them.
The ones that I find perforated. Most relatable, the most relatable content is the ones that are not by trannies themselves, but by the staff.
Yeah, those are
that
fun.
That had these people, which is what the next one is.
The next one is good. The
next one is from staff.
But that guy's, let's get back to that. What?
I had a patient one time that did have a fistula like that. This was not because they were trained.
Okay, so can you, a fistula.
The fistula?
Okay.
The fistula guys?
The fistula guys tend to stay over in
this area. Well, that's the problem. They don't stay in their area. They leak into other areas.
The fistula guys tend to leak into this area over here. Yeah. So what is a fistula?
Well, it's basically like, well, I'll show you. That is a fistula. Look at the hole in my ear. That's a fistula. But, yeah, I had one time that they were basically shitting and pissing out of the same hole. And this was a horrible, horrible,
yeah, that is horrible.
Thing to have
happen. That's not supposed to happen.
You,
like, pro tip.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's why they were in an ambulance.
How did it happen?
I don't know specifically what caused this, but some sort of ulcer or something transformed into.
So this wasn't related to Dr. Narcan's famous bottle of champagne.
Oh God!
I don't know. I make no judgments. No judgments are made here about champagne bottles and
diamond drill bits,
dude. That was one of the funny.
Milwaukee or DeWalt when you do a job like that? I mean, what's the real
Hilti? You want to go with the Hilti?
The Hilti?
Yeah.
No, you can't use a Harbor Freight. If you use a Harbor Freight, that means
use a nail gun. Just pop that.
So what happened to this person's fistula? You want to get? Is there anything more to that story?
I don't know what their final outcome was. I just remember that the chief complaint that was reported in this incident got circulated on social media because the other EMS providers were like, wow, we're being dispatched for this.
Was it a woman?
I can't remember.
Like a vaginal wall tear?
How could a man membranes? With intact genitalia end up with a fistula that would cause that? I don't see how it's possible.
I think it was a female patient. But people get weird, crazy shit like this, but we see that as a pathology in a sane society, you know? Like you got pee and shit coming out of the same hole. Seems like kind of a problem.
Was it some kind of sexual degeneracy thing?
No, I think this was maybe like an ulcer or something had done this. Or I mean, people have issues, you know.
So
the
fistula guys. That's one you can write down too, Jamie.
Another show title there
if you're paying attention, Jamie.
Yeah. The fistula guys?
This was not the kind of pathophysiology I really wanted to research.
They tend to leak out into this area over here.
All right, Mike, give us you want to read this next one? Want me to read this one?
I'm trying to think of another. I'm trying to do standard fuck party Mad Libs, but we'll keep going. As you go, shall I read this next one?
Some of these complications that I have, my ER nurse doesn't even know what they are.
I mean, it's not even funny. It seems like it's just all the same stuff.
It's all the same thing.
It's all the same kind of thing. And this almost makes those fucking faggots in that video seem healthy.
I've been back to see my surgeon 3 times since we last spoke.
The fistula between my vagina.
Bill says it has nothing to do with cutting my dick off and tying the hole together with a baloney clamp, but I'm not sure I agree.
I'm not sure I agree with him with a baloney clamp. They got the M80 ham and the baloney clamp. Write that down, Jamie. Seems that though it gradually becomes unusable for penetration. This is from a medical care provider. Dealt with a couple of such individuals at work. Seems as though it just gradually becomes unusable for penetration, but they aren't exactly married for life to a loving husband. That's true. They piss the same as old ladies, but get more urinary tract infections. And when people get suspicious that the neovagina is causing problems that put the person in the hospital,
nobody knows what to do.
We had a patient who had cancer up in it. It was causing him, question mark, to stink out the entire ward, but everyone thought it was just
self-lubricating, folks.
Everyone thought it was just intractable UTI. The cancer was causing recurrent bloodstream infections, but nobody could figure out the infection source. Oh, CT images were basically uninterpretable, although were concerning. They tried a transvaginal ultrasound. Probe goes up the vag, standard procedure for lady problems.
This is great right here.
In real ladies.
Oh, no.
Hold on a second. But the probe would not fit, and the patient started howling in pain with any pressure. God. The ultrasound.
Fine.
No, wait. This is gonna kill you, Alex. Just wait.
This is good
stuff. The ultrasound probe, which has a disposable plastic covering, came out of the hole covered in the most profanely rancid clumps of slime from hell you've ever seen. The ultrasound technician somehow kept her cool and suggested we send the slime and lumps to the lab. Micro results showed necrotic cancer pieces in polymicrobial abscess soup.
Can I get a ruling on that? What does that mean, Alex?
Salvage surgery.
Wait, I want him to comment on
it. It means lumps of satanic
cancer,
lumps from hell.
Necrotic cancer.
Cancer plus necrotizing bacteria, several different strains.
So that means the wound has cancer, and it's decaying?
I actually think profanely rancid clumps of slime from hell is the clinical definition of this.
I'm going to go with that.
I think that's actually clinically accurate in this case.
What is polymicrobial abscess soup?
It is a profanely rancid clump of slime from hell.
Do they have that at the deli? Is that the soup of the day? The soup de jour?
No.
If I was a radiology technician,
the technical term
I dealt with this, I would fucking quit my job on the spot, I think. I'd be like, you know what?
I'll
become an over-the-road trucker now.
Yeah, time to become a taxi driver or something. Like, is Uber hiring? Yeah, right. I think
it's Uber hiring. Yeah, you could just go be an Uber scab.
I'm gonna go do an Uber driver.
Uber's on strike. I'm gonna jump in on this.
Mention the word scab, please.
I know. God, I'm sorry. You're right. Scabs can only help these people. That means they were healing. Yeah, that means we're healing up. Yeah. Anyway, finish this. There's another line. There's a couple lines left.
Yes, the technical
salvage
term here. I like the use of technical clinical language here.
Salvage surgery.
Yes. Salvage surgery was a complete shit show, probably literally. And the patient died of septic shock days later. To my knowledge, the only person to visit was the neighbor watching the house while he was in the hospital. So nobody gave a shit about this fucking damaged individual. How bad is that?
We need to just the entire medical establishment. We need to just tear it all down and start over.
I mean, I feel that it's more than just the medical establishment.
How about the entire society?
Everything is just fucked.
No, if we're accepting this, the thing is though, the reason we're doing this is because people need to know about this.
Yes, this is intensely covered up. This is
covered up. We're putting this out there because you need to know, and I want people to take this and spread it
like gently, but as far as you can.
Yeah, spread it wide so it gets it's spread wide and it gets thinned out.
The only problem with these theories is it makes it impossible for me to, like, I feel glee when I read these, to have this stuff exposed.
No, this has, I'm happy.
I know, we've always taken the tack that, like, this
that.
Is,
you're going, you're,
people take the idea that, like, this is bad for everyone, including the mentally ill person. Like, the worst, you got a person that thinks that they're gender dysphoric, the worst thing you can do is indulge that delusion and try to make it physically real.
Well, that's clear.
That's what's wrong, and so generally we say we feel bad for these people, but reading these things, I don't feel bad.
No, dude, confirmation bias is a hell of a fucking drug.
Oh, God, it's a hell of a drug. I love it.
And, like, the great thing about our point of view, for all of those, I've said this before, for all of those of you that love the dopamine hit you get from confirmation bias, you should just come over to our side of the aisle.
Yeah.
Because you'll get it every day, all day.
Yeah,
constantly.
Because this isn't hidden because we're wrong about something. You're not going to hear about this because we're totally right. And all you can do is delete this. Deplatform people for saying.
Yeah, you can be tolerant all you want.
I mean, this is on the chance.
You can do the official. You can do the official, official narrative thing you're supposed to do: trans tolerant, homo tolerant, whatever you want. And you can ignore standard fuck party. You could ignore that all those guys died of sexually transmitted diseases. These fucking Except this shit Bill. Makes those guys seem.
Bill died of lung cancer.
I feel disgusted and hard. You know why? Because I worked in healthcare for so long that my imagination renders in perfect detail what this must have looked and smelled like.
I don't think about it. I don't know.
I can't picture. I don't know.
I can imagine the ER bay and everything. Like this. Oh, my God.
ER bay. Is that like, that's what people used to call you? ER bay. sorry, that was terrible. This is the thing. Like, this needs to be, people need to know this. This is covered up. So you can't hear this and know about this and then pretend to do like the liberal that goes along to get along. Just, oh, everything tranny's fine, this fine, that fine. Just like you can't look at the issues with dealing with crime and the murder rate with blacks and violence with them. You can't look at the issues with rape gangs and look at immigration. You can't look at the issues with, drunk driving, joblessness, wages, and stuff for the legal immigration. You can't look at any of these issues and maintain these liberal pretensions, which is why the conformist liberal, the soy boy with the milkshake to throw at Nigel Farage, he can't look at any of this. Because if he does, it's got to go. And in a way, I think this is one of the reasons why even skeptics get deplatformed, because the skeptics have this thing of like, facts don't care about your feelings. Ben Shapiro will never tell you these facts, though. You know, the whole facts don't care about your feelings. Okay, let's do it then. Let's get the facts.
Okay, this is septic.
Write that down, Jamie.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Whenever we do this kind of stuff...
How do they keep making it more and more septic?
He's like actually crying. He's like seeing the microbial lumps as they come out. He's like, how does it keep getting more and more septic? Tears are coming down his face from the odor. Oh, and like, yeah, that little thing on his cheek is actually getting infected as he sits there.
It's a necrotic cancerous.
It's like, oh, the necrotic tissue? And then he's like, as the probe goes in, he's like, oh.
Consume necrotic abscess. Get excited for next necrotic abscess.
We should like
bring
that video of that guy up as we read these stories, just to have his face like on the green screen as we read.
Antibiotics. Just listening to these stories.
It's just I know. I'm starting to feel all right. So I'm gonna take the doctor rumor story here.
Oh my God, this is so long.
This is great though. This is like
this is
would
like,
they call this a Calpe de Grace?
I need some Zofran.
Coup de grace.
Oh, it's I thought it was a coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
Coup de grace.
If you want to be like real, I've got even more after that. There's more.
This is like the final form of the self lubricating vagina, if I recall. Well, maybe the last one was where it's just kind of like lumps from hell with necrotic cancer.
All right,
cells.
Let me read one before you do that.
All right, you want to do one? All right, okay.
So this is clearly from another medical provider.
Okay.
I had several cases of male to female gynecologists here. So this is a real gynecologist that treats
God.
Real
weird
women.
How they're always male to female. Why is that?
That's another issue. Well, because you can't.
Why is that?
There are like transgenders that are women pretending to be men, but they're just butch women that just like act like men, which we had another issue with that. But okay, so this is a real gynecologist, and I believe it. Mm-hmm. I had several cases of male to female gynecologists here. I'll be honest with you, it's not good. I actually don't advise for these surgeries because the rate of complication is so high. Which probably explains why the rate of suicide for post-op is nearly untouched.
So the rate is too damn high.
Yes, just a thought. Anyway, patient comes in, MTF, had their surgery about a month ago, says there's something not right down.
It's not a vagina.
Something not right down there. This patient was taking off underwear. I noticed a self-made bandages and padding.
Oh, no.
A layer being taken off until the room is hit with one of those nasty putrid smells I can remember. We gagged. That's how bad it was. It basically looked like an unhealed wound.
A gynecologist gag. You know how hard that is?
Yes. Usually a gynecologist can catheterize an obese dindu while eating a tuna sandwich.
God.
We gagged. That's how bad it was. It basically looked like an unhealed wound that had gotten infected.
I mean, that's what it is.
It is. I mean, it looked like that because that's what it is. For a long time, mind you, there was pus crust of stuff looking like impetigo chunks of skin that would fall out when further examined. Modeled with hair.
You know what I want? I want spinach artichoke for lunch.
Check
Honey,
this.
Honey, spinach and artichoke dip, please. Make sure some of it dries on the
with
rim of the
Parmesan
bowl.
Parmesan cheese.
It's got to dry on the rim of the bowl a little bit. Yeah. You got to scratch it off.
Yeah, with some Parmesan cheese topping for, you know, just for accent. I could with my finger touch a pelvic arch through the opening.
But why would you?
That's to give you an idea of the extent of ulceration. The pain was pretty
bad. Holy
shit. Wait, hold on. What is it? See, what's a pelvic arch? What is that?
That's like
the bone.
Your bone, dude.
So the bone was sticking out of the...
What's that bone called? Your pelvis, basically. Your pelvis bone.
So the bone was sticking out of the knee hole.
Well, you could, the hole was big enough that you could touch it.
Wow.
There's like a stage 4 ulcer all the way to the down to the bone. Oh, my God.
That's fine, though. That's fine.
The pain was pretty bad. Whoa. We had to administer lidocaine several times.
Whoa.
The patient said
he
did everything right. From dilators to hygiene, I'm not going to judge, but I think that wasn't the case. Who knows? We cleaned her zeer up as best we can and tried to keep the cavity open. It's hard to heal the body when it's hard to heal the body when everything you do promotes healing. Yet you're trying to keep a wound open. My advice to you: really think this through. Our patient regretted the surgery so much she took her own life a couple weeks after the consultation. Edit, downvoting makes this story untrue, guys. Wouldn't you want to know the extent of this? Edit, too. You know, you guys are right. Let's forget all the complications and post-op psychology. That way, they'll magically disappear, right? Mm. Let's keep pushing this new trend for people to get elective surgeries to cut off their dicks. Good luck on your surgery. So this person, apparently,
is being downvoted,
this gynecologist, is like trying to tell these people don't do it. And they're in, and you see from these edits, the Reddit group, this is another Reddit thread, they're obviously just telling this person to fuck off, like, we don't want to hear this. So, the mentally ill never want to hear that they're mentally ill, they never want you to tell them, so, you know, what is this do? Is this a what?
Can somebody just be the adult in the room? Maybe just
no,
be the adult.
This person
Nazi
tried to
the
be.
Room.
The adult is Hitler.
Yes, the adult in the room is Hitler. It's the only option. It's got to be. Because no one else is going to
be. It's the only adult in the room.
This kind of college. Well, and if you try to be the adult in the room, you get called Hitler.
You're Hitler.
So
that's
why not
I
be
said
Hitler
that.
Then?
That's what I just said. The adult in the room is Hitler. You're Hitler if you like. If you're skeptical about this, you're Dr. Mangala. You're mangling these poor trans people that just want to realize and actualize their delusion that they're females.
Affirmation surgery.
Affirmation.
I need affirmation surgery. I think I'm a dragon. This is like, a very old basic bitch conservative take on
it. No, it's an old South Park episode. I'm a trans dolphin.
But I think that, I mean, that's the thing that I don't really find those kinds of ways of talking about this to be amusing anymore.
No, it's not amusing.
Like,
we have like,
because it's like conservatives have been doing this. How long?
Conservatives
have we
don't
been,
do anything.
How long have we been doing the joke of, well, I identify as a
TAC helicopter.
I identify as a TAC helicopter. It's funny, right?
I identify as a Hitler.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I identify
as a Hitler.
I identify as a Hitler. A Hitler that's going to.
Because I think this is
a Hitler that's going to find the Jews that are doing this and burn their fucking medical books and kick them out
the
of
books.
The country.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Your fuckhole turned into a rot hole.
Well, I mean, burning. Again, you know, burning some other items. Might not be,
still thinking about this.
Like wooden doors?
Wooden doors.
We can burn the bathroom door.
Wooden doors and pelvic floors.
Oof.
There is no pelvic floor.
There's another show title.
Pelvic floor is
even if it's
gone.
Not a show title, I want that
pelvic
in the
floor has collapsed.
I don't want that as a show title. That's a little weird. Pelvic floor is just open
cool.
to expose
now,
the pelvic bone.
Now I'm picturing like pelvic floor, but it's written in like the Pink Floyd font. And there's like some like... There's some parody there. Division bell. Division smell coming out of the neo-vagina by pelvic floor. I don't know.
The division smell.
The division smell. All right. Dude. Dr. Rumor, horror stories.
Dr. Rumor,
Dr. Rumor.
Dr. Rumor. Oh, that's a Dr. Zayas.
Rock me, Dr. Rumor.
I'm trying to imagine, because I'm reading Foucault right now. I'm reading
Burke. Jesus.
Oh, you're still reading Foucault?
I'm trying to just imagine a doctor 200 years ago even imagining that this could become a possibility.
Well, dude, they've been doing this.
Someone would do this.
This is about 100 years old. The start of this was, it was started in Weimar, Germany. And it was Jews. And the Nazis put a stop to it. And they set it back by decades. I want to try and see if I can find that. While you read this story, I'm going to try and find that article.
Yeah. It's probably on Dark Moon or whatever.
It's on Medium or something.
This like proves the existence of evil, though, like in the metaphysical sense. Like,
yes.
This, yeah.
Evil is Jews.
Yeah,
that's what I've come to realize. Like the reason that you like, if you're out there, like if you're a normie con, or even if you're a normie liberal, like in that Jeff Daniels video where he's like, reasons why America is not the best, liberals always lose, all that stuff. Like you're like on invested in one of these two sides of like the electoral battle. It's like the reason you think that like evil always prevails and like the good guy with the good ideas like never gets his stuff done, or always gets diluted, or he always ends up turning sides. It's not like there's a metaphysical supernatural evil running the world. It's like there's an actual evil running the world, and it's called Jewry. And they get into all this stuff, and they make sure that everybody sells out, everybody sells themselves short, everybody sells their friend out, every idea they have gets perverted and turned into something terrible. That's what happens every time. That's how you get, we're not getting a wall, we have family separation bad, so we're just going to throw asylum-seeking beaners into, you know, random cities around the country on Bean Air with the, you know, free flights for everybody.
Yeah.
And all this, and that's why you have this.
This is like the truly the worst of it, though. I mean, at least the worst as far as we know. Like this, like Beaner is like, it's one thing. Like this is so evil, it makes everything else seem tolerable. Like I said, this shit makes those fucking faggots in the Standard Fuck Party video look like wholesome people.
Or if we talk about the abortion thing, like you're
it's like you're actually a gay dude that you didn't chop off your dick. Okay, that's fine, but that's not fine. But it makes it seem fine.
But the other part of evil is like you're actually out there having a conversation about killing babies, and these people can't like form an ethical, like an ethically logical and consistent reason to do this other than hey, Republicans, this is not a baby right here, but and it's a picture of a zygote.
Well, the issue
or
there
like,
is,
what do I have? Like,
I mean, was, the way that they, well, here, here's like, the thing. Here's what they've done with the abortion.
Well, let's not get right. I just want to. I'm saying it's like the reason why you think that all the things that you like get watered down and you've
what
and,
Jews
and
do
what good always loses because Jews things. Make sure that like they get in there and undo this.
They weaponize the narcissism of mentally damaged people
that too.
Against the rest of society.
Mm-hmm.
And so like these trans people are not just sick, they're narcissistic. They want everyone else to recognize and validate their sickness. Mm-hmm. Same thing with women that are like, oh, what am I? You can't tell me what to do with my body.
Yeah, I can.
It's like, yeah, people should be telling you what to do with your body.
I could easily tell you to do with your body.
When you hear these stories, do you not just want to dismantle this entire system?
Well, yes, like, I do. When I read these stories, it's like, I don't care who you are. You need somebody to tell you what to do with your body.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be told because what you've done with your body voluntarily
people
is out of bounds.
People get to tell other people what to do with their bodies. Like, that's a thing that actually happens in the real world.
That happens. And it works out better when it's men telling women and other weak men what to do with them.
It does. No, it really does.
You don't,
I mean, when you have
work.
A child, you don't let him run into the street. That's telling him what to do with his body. Mm. You know? I see these women that are saying, I get to do what I want with my body! They're, less mature than children. Like, a child I would trust more, depending on
how
old
right.
he was. You know?
I thought of a funny thing about abortion with women that want to do what they want with their body. I figured out, like, women...
Well, look at women, what happens to people that want to do what they want with their body.
Well, hold on,
I mean, look at these stories we're reading right now. These people wanted to do what they wanted with their bodies.
Women,
you know, somebody should have told them, no, you can't.
Women see their wombs as the Shabbos mode light switch.
Right?
You, when you flip the switch, the Shabbos... You're not turning on the light. You're removing a thing, and a random activity happens, and at some point in the next few minutes, the light might come on.
Mm.
It's the same with, like, your womb. It's like, you stick a dick in there, and it nuts... And maybe not results in the pregnancy. The fact that it's a semi-random act that can only be caused. Like, the light switch can only be turned on by flipping that switch, even though no matter what kind of pill pulls behind it, like, that's the only way that light comes on is you physically doing it. So the only way you get pregnant is that dick going in there and shooting spooge. But since it's sort of randomized in the fact that it doesn't always work, it's kind of like... It's kind of like, well, God can't judge me then because I didn't know I was going to pregnant. I'm not trying to get pregnant. I didn't mean to turn the light on. I'm not doing work. So that's kind of like leads to this
whole...
Well,
how random
does
it have to
be? So that's how the choice to like have the child is after that fact. Like after you've made the choice to flip the switch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get...
Well, if I took a revolver...
You're just Jewing God again.
I put two bullets in it and I spun that cylinder around and then pulled the trigger. Is that as bad as taking a fully loaded gun and doing that?
Who's to say?
I mean, this logic is fucking insane.
It's not logic. It's feels. But
it's illogic.
All right. Doctor, are you ready for Dr.
Like, we shouldn't even discuss this with these people.
No, no, that's
like, I don't think so either. I don't think we should have the conversation.
No,
but we have to have the conversation with people that don't that haven't heard about
the conversation.
I
want to
live in a world where they don't get to have this conversation.
The conversation
we're having, they can't talk about this.
Yeah, the conversation we're having is with people that also don't want to have the conversation with these people, but we want to help them understand that we don't need to have the conversation with these people. We need to simply
there's no debate
back.
The science is settled.
Yeah.
We need to employ people in a facility where they will be sent and contained.
Like I am not going to convince a narcissistic, insane young woman that thinks she has a right to do this of anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to convince her of anything. She just needs to be forced to behave properly.
Yep.
That's it.
Put in a burqa.
Yeah.
So two doctor rumor stories. Two horror stories from a 21-year-old.
Hi, all.
Dr. Rumor.
I'm writing this first foremost to advise everyone to not choose Dr. Rumor. Remember, the doctor's the problem here.
I gotta look up Dr.
The
Rumor.
The doctor wrecked my neo-vagina. My SRS experience has been 6 months of pain, torture, and disappointment. My first surgery was in January. I chose Dr. Rumor. She was presented as the only option by my insurance, Kaiser. Kaiser Permanente. I had wonderful experiences with my entire...
Your insurance paid for this?
Yes, that's the other issue. Like, insurance is offering to pay for these things. My therapist and the psychologist doing my evaluations had a great experience with all them. I trusted them, but that was a huge mistake. Even if your care team is nice. Is that a parody site?
No, this is Dr. Rumor's website.
Face and neck and breasts. I had a wonderful experience. Do not trust your insurance company. They will go to the lowest bidder and don't care what happens. Go figure. I accepted because this was my only choice. Kaiser was the only insurance that covers SRS in Georgia. And I'm going to into a field where it's possible I could never have $20,000 lying around to pay for the surgery myself. There ain't no such thing as a free neo vagina. I think Robert Hyland write that? I thought my surgery was routine, no complications. Dr. Rumor was callous, but her nurses were amazing. A couple weeks later, it became evident that something was very wrong. My urine stream hadn't changed downward, so I was spraying all over the toilet seat. The worst part was whenever I got aroused, I would swell up around the urethra.
Oh, Jesus.
and it would puff out.
Ow.
It seriously looked prolapsed. My urethral area and pubic floor were on the outside of the lips.
Okay. I can't even picture that.
I try not to. Additionally, I started losing depth despite dilating religiously.
Can we just ban this kind of surgery?
We should.
Can we just ban it?
I had a dot and a half before my revision on purple. And half of a dot, not even an inch, on blue. Green was out of the question. I guess these are the different dilation sticks they give you. Kind of, you know, Alex, you did stretchers for your ears, right?
No.
So I scheduled a revision. My friends advised me to find a new surgeon, which I tried to do, but everyone I called had a year-long or more waiting list. Can't wait to have that deeper fake vag. A year. Dr. Rumor had a cancellation and was available for July 24th. I accepted because I wasn't going to sit around for a year with a broken vagina, losing more depth, unable to have sex with anyone, and getting piss everywhere in the bathroom. Who's going to have sex with you? That's what
I can't even imagine.
The worst part about all this is she blamed me for these problems. Well, you played with yourself too early.
I would never believe that this sick, fucking, sexually deviant individual would play with itself when it's not supposed to. Let's see.
I lost my spot. You play with yourself. Where'd it go? You played yourself too early. You didn't stick the dilation schedule. She didn't believe me when I said I dilated almost perfectly with the schedule.
Almost.
I missed my dilations five times in 6 months. So it's like triple that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that that's an issue. It's all fake and gay.
The idea they were non-compliant to like this already fake and gay surgery. If they were compliant, like it would have.
Yeah,
been
like you
okay.
were non-compliant
like,
with this made up thing that nobody knows anything about that doesn't work at least a third of the time. I go back for my revision. Dr. Rumor was callous as always. Let's not talk about calluses at a time like this, right? As always, her nurses and doctor team were great. The surgery took all my strength. It was harder than my first surgery. So many hours spent crying in pain, bored in my hotel room, itching all over from the painkillers. They told me I had a small rectal tear that they fixed in the OR. Or I was hopeful. The night before I left, after my first dilation, I saw a little brown stuff on my dilator. Again, we're self-lubricating. I called the doctor and said, it's impossible to have a fistula this quickly after surgery. So they have like a fistula schedule?
Oh, typically fistulas don't appear for several
Yeah, at least
for a while.
Yeah. So continue as normal. keep jamming those plastic things in there to make the hole bigger. Your fistula is not, you know. What, that brown stuff must be something else.
Oh,
it's totally normal for brown stuff to come out of your...
Ugh. Is this the thing where the person ended up...
Well, we keep going. I flew home the next day,
yes,
and by the end of my flight, my Depends was soaked with liquid shit. I verified when I got home that I was that it was indeed coming from my vagina. Your Neo vagina was self lubricating with poo the entire flight home. I went to the ER where I spent the entire day because I don't know what to do.
Go to the ER.
I am diarrheaing out of my fake vagina hole.
I love imposing this on ordinary medical staff. That, and they're just they're like,
well, it helps them understand it's time to change jobs.
Yeah. I went to the ER where I spent the entire night, and they did a CT scan. They did a CD's nut scan.
Because they said, what is this fucking abomination? It's in our fucking ER right
now.
Look, what
the hell is this? I love this. I love you going to the ER, and the ER staff's like, look, buddy.
Dude.
You're on your own.
Listen, something happened to your dick. It's not there.
There's a big problem.
Where can we transfer you? We need to transfer you now.
You got two assholes. I don't know how you work this out, but
these CT scans are uninterpretable. We cannot help.
They called the general surgeon, but nobody had any idea what to do.
Look, this uninterpretable.
I bet you will never have seen a doctor in your entire life be on the phone that fast trying to do a transfer.
Yeah. Nobody told me the severity. They sent me home saying, well, we have no idea what to do. You'll have to go figure it out yourself.
I mean, look, the x-rays are uninterpretable but concerning.
I'm intrigued but disgusted. However meme goes, I forget.
Dr. Rumor is Jewish, by the way.
Doing a little research.
There's nobody... I couldn't find anybody with the name Rumor. There's no confirmation anywhere in her bio or anything, but I couldn't find anyone with that name that wasn't Jewish.
Dr. Rumor's team said I had two options depending on the size of the fistula. A surgery to fix it immediately, or wait for it to go away and sacrifice depth. So I guess when they dilate, they're just poking that thing directly into the colon, and that's why these fistulas are happening, like your dilation? Or is that... this is insane.
Dude, when they mess around so much down there, the fact that a tear between the fake vagina and the butthole happens like isn't surprising.
Right? No, it's not.
The amount of, as Alex said, rebuilding that architecture.
It's just like the reality of, dude, like of like the childish kind of thought you first have when you hear about it. It's like, dude, you're going to like rip a bolt. You're going to like rip a hole through your ass or something.
Literally rip you a new asshole.
And it's like it's happening.
These people rip themselves a new asshole.
Mm. I wanted to have... the surgery option, as I have a nasty scar from trying to gain more depth. But Dr. Rumor told me...
Wait. Did they do... Was this like a self... gain more depth by themselves?
I guess by dilation. I have a nasty scar from doing dilation.
Jesus.
Dr. Rumor told me to just wait it out. But she didn't even look at the fucking CT scan. She probably didn't have to.
God.
Also, you're like a weird guinea pig. And Dr. Why? If Dr. Rumor's a Jew, like... what? Wow. Like,
Dr. Rumor, that's you the really funny don't thing exist they talk about...
point. You don't exist.
Dr. Rumor, like, not having any sympathy or care for them. And it's like, well, you're just...
Of course not. You're just a stupid goy.
You're like an animal that she's experimenting on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'm currently waiting for a second opinion from some doctors or whatever. My mom is taking care of it. Bless her heart. She should take care of you with a fucking 12-gauge. Revisions are far more... revisions are far more risky regarding the complications, especially if you're skinny, which I am, 120 pounds. On surgery day. But nobody told me this. Nobody told me there was risks involved with... if I knew there were more risks for revision, I would have waited to see a more competent doctor. I'm currently writing this while sitting in my own fucking excrement, leaking in large amounts out of my vagina. You don't have a vagina. I seriously doubt that this will go away because of the amount of feces coming out. It really is a lot. I'm certainly not an optimist anymore, and I believe my story ends with permanent colostomy.
Could you imagine being the mother to this abomination? Like, how mentally deranged is she?
I mean...
to be participating.
She didn't say, like, don't, son, like, do not do this.
I don't want to change diapers when you're 21. I already changed diapers when you're, like, a baby.
I got to change your... we don't know how old this person is.
It says 21, yeah. It says 21, yeah. It's like, I don't want...
Yeah, imagine that thing's mother. I mean, like, lady, you fucked up somewhere.
So bad.
And then you encourage your son in this delusion. Like, the first step... like, if your kid even starts...
You have to reject this completely.
If you raise your kids properly, they won't even go down this avenue. But if they get some bad influence in their life where they even start, you got to cut it off. And you've got to figure out where it's coming from and cut it off right immediately and never let them Like, pull them out of school if you
have
to.
Yeah, take all their screens away. Don't let them around their friends anymore because somebody is a weak link.
Somebody's doing something bad, and you got to figure out
where it is. You have to get them away from it completely. Yeah. And do the, I think I read about it on Vox Day like years ago. Somebody whose daughter was becoming thoughtish. So they did that, took away all screens, kept them home, and just basically made this kid like scrub the toilet all day, every day, and until they became a good kid. It works. Everyone thinks, oh, that's so cruel. It's like, well,
so what?
This seems like you need some military discipline put into your life if you're here. But
you want entertainment? Here's some books.
Yeah, I guarantee that kid's not a tranny.
Clean the house, do the yard, go to school. And if you want some fun, if you want a little relief at night, here's a book. Read a fucking book.
Listen to where this person's mind is. The fistula mindset.
Oh my god.
I might even be precluded from further surgery to increase my depth because of the fistula.
Dude.
It's like all this is going on.
Maybe stop messing around.
Maybe you're not going to get depth. Maybe this is like all a giant mistake and you're just going to have to like let it heal up and look like mechanical animals. Look like just be a Ken doll.
Just be a Nihilo, as they call it. Like a Nullo or a Nullo.
Nullo.
A Nullo.
There's always room
also,
for Nullo.
If you want to know how bad everything is,
if only you knew how bad things really are.
Was it the BBC or was it the Daily Mail? They actually featured a guy who cut off his own cock and balls himself. They called it home surgery. It's not home surgery. Self-mutilation. To become a Nullo. And they didn't go through like what the horrors of doing that might be. First of all, you could die from infection or bleeding if you do that to yourself. And if you do, you know, I don't actually... It seems like that problem solves itself except for the people that have to clean up after you, who are going to be traumatized by
that. Well, they have that company, SurfPro. They just come and do it. They're like crime scene cleanup, they're fine.
Oh, all right. Well, whatever.
There's people that don't care about this.
Is that like from John Wick or something?
No, it's a real company.
Oh. Oh, they're well steeled against seeing.
Yeah, yeah. Like there's people. Yeah. Like there's a certification. There's a cert you can go get to be on one of those crews.
All right. Well,
it's like when somebody gets hit by a train, like somebody's got to pick it up, right?
Who would willingly become an abomination like this? I mean,
well, they have this thing. I'm gonna see if I can find the article.
Let's finish this first. If you gave me the choice of living like this or being dead, I would choose being dead every single time. I want to die with my penis still attached. Thank you very much.
This is just devastating. I can't do it anymore. I was severely suicidally depressed for like 7 years. Finally broke out of it 2 years ago. Managed 2 years of happiness, and now I'm back to the worst time of my life. This is all I've wanted in life. I was supposed to have this surgery, then forget all about transitioning, surgeries, dating, and just fade into the background. Now suicide is definitely back on the table. Unfortunately, I have a family and a girlfriend that all love me very much, and they'd be devastated. But I can't take life's torture anymore. It's like there's something up there toying with me. This is where it gets really insane. This was supposed to be the end of 6 months of waiting and torture, but it's multiplied in severity. Moral of the story, don't be stupid like me. Don't accept anything less than one of your top three doctors. Jesus Christ. Fight your insurance company to cover it. If you can tolerate being non-op, don't get the surgery. If it's a must, only take the top doctors like Bowers, McGinn, Supporn, or Chet. Put that on the list of... And most importantly, don't be an optimist. Listen to this. There is an evil being up there trying to destroy each and every one of us in the most cruel way possible. Do not have surgery unless you are completely clear of other stress, like expensive bills, family drama. The surgery will take you to the brink of death on its own. An evil being up there trying to destroy each and every one of us in the most cruel way possible.
I don't think the evil being's up there. I think it's down here with us.
Well, either way, it's not evil. It's just if it's harming
these
people.
The being trying to destroy you is not evil.
Right.
They might be good.
The problem is that being keeps losing. Like, it's not really successfully protecting us so far.
It's having success. It's just doing it one body part at a time.
I guess so.
Gradually.
One fistula at a time.
Yeah.
One necrotic cancer cell soup at a time.
Oh, my God.
It's just doing this slowly.
So, I mean, is there more to this story?
No, that was the end of the story. Oh, just like,
so,
the evil being.
So then the Daily Mail has this
But what
article.
Do you think they're going to do with this? Hold on a second. Like, is this going to be like AIDS where they just keep coming up with more and better medical... I mean, hopefully they can't. You know how like AIDS used to just be like, oh, God, you're going to die. Now it's like, oh, you just... take these medicines that cost thousands of dollars.
AIDS used to be like you're going to die just no matter when.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to extend life. And then now they just like there's
now
all
it's like
kinds
that,
of drugs. It's like it's not a death sentence anymore. Remember when they finally reached that? They're like, AIDS, you can live your whole life.
Like,
you don't die anymore.
The consequence for like the disgusting behavior you have to like engage in order to contract this disease. Like, oh, it's null now. So what are they going to do about like, what are they going to do about these consequences? I mean, this can't be allowed to stand, right? This is what makes me think it's like the end of the world, or this is a simulation, or some other something, some fuckery is going on. Like, this place is not real. Like, we're here now.
No, I think it's real. I think it's all real.
It's more comforting.
It's all Israel.
It's Israel.
Israel.
Israel is involved here. But okay, so if you want to know some stuff, so here, here's something. I remember seeing this article pop up a little while ago. I think it's an older. Oh no, it's from the third. It's from the 8th of May, 2019. So it's a recent article from the Daily Mail. And notice the tone of this article. This is part of the problem here. This is why the press needs to be destroyed. The Daily Mail says, U.S. man who chopped off his own penis and testicles to become a nullo says he enjoys intimacy more than ever. So think about how we just skipped right over that, chopped off his own penis and testicles.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get into like how this guy enjoys intimacy more than ever. But like, I'm not going to get into that, but it's like, all right, so we're just going to skip over that.
Well, actually, that's literally impossible. Like, intimacy is a polite way of saying the physical act of love. So you're not enjoying that at all anymore. Like, you cannot put your penis in things anymore.
Well, he's...
Unless you've got it in a jar and you're shipping it in things like it.
I mean, he's doing other stuff. We can use our imaginations there. So Trent Gates.
Well, I don't want to use my imagination.
Don't. I blocked it out. I'm not. it's not entering this space here. So here we got Trent Gates, 23-year-old from Washington D.C., removed his testicles in a DIY surgical procedure performed in his own apartment in April 2016.
Perfect. Good job, guy. Way
so
to go.
I like the description. Think about the. So this is why the press needs to be. They need to be burned as well. They need to be go down in flames as well.
Nothing.
Do you hear them? A DIY surgical procedure. That's not what happened. I mean,
gonna kill myself.
I mean, theoretically, you could call it that, but this guy cut off his own dick and balls in his own apartment. He probably the chances of doing that and dying from the infection or from the bleeding is like very high. Somehow this guy managed to survive. I'm sure emergency medical personnel were called at some point. So
wonderful.
Now they skip right over that. They say he did it in April 2016 DIY surgical procedure. That's DIY surgical procedure. No, nothing else needs to be said. Now we're just going to skip ahead. We're going to go right past that. Now we're in January 2017.
Was he recovering for several?
They don't say. In January 2017, in a North Carolina motel room, he performed a similar surgery to remove his penis. Okay, so he chopped his balls off in April 2016. He chopped his penis off
from the bathroom
in a motel room in 2017,
hanging
right?
In the motel room.
Okay, now check this out.
Oh, don't go on, please.
Both extreme body modification surgeries allowed Gates to become a nullo, a subculture typically consisting of men who have removed their sexual organs. Gates, an IT worker, says he did the surgery to tackle his crippling depression. Explaining why he felt compelled to do the surgery, Gates said he always felt somewhere between a man and a woman, an androgynous in-between. He said his boyfriend accepts his modified genitalia, although he admits he did not tell his parents about his plans until after the surgeries were complete. Despite the radical procedure, Gates said that his sex life has never been better.
Yeah, it's not.
So, you notice something missing from this article?
His dick?
That's true. But don't you think that the press has some sort of duty to tell people not to do this themselves? I need to have some
no,
sort
are you
of duty
kidding me?
To talk about the inherent risk of
the
doing
press,
this.
The press is like, here's a mysterious little club you can join by taking this drastic action against your own fucking ability to reproduce.
Exactly. So they call it extreme. But they call it...
Extreme as in, like, you know, DIY, new metal is extreme music.
DIY surgery. And then he did... This guy just did two DIY surgeries on himself, and now he's happy.
Yeah. He's like Meshuggah.
I mean, think about the presentation of this.
Well, no, that's Meshuggah. What's that other one?
Shouldn't it be like Insane Man?
That's not a new metal band.
Cuts off his dick and balls, is a complete freak, and if you do this, like, I mean, I don't even know. It's almost like, it's like warning people not to do
he
it.
He did a
Mudvayne.
Seems
like it's something that you shouldn't have to do.
He did a Mudvayne and his Limp Bizkit.
But when you talk about it as if it's just something that he did, as if it's no big whoop, oh, he's happier than ever, cut off his dick and balls in a hotel room, it's Goggle fine, balls. Great. Like, you could die if you do this. You probably should die. DIY surgery, removing a major bodily organ?
I don't have any DIY surgery.
Well, I mean, his life choice was morally equivalent to any other life choice you can make, right?
It's like, null alarm.
Who am I to judge?
Null alarm. Need that one.
I want to live in a society where people do judge other people for doing shit like this.
Oh, I judge people.
People need to be judged for this. And the thing is, the language is distinctly... Now, the comment section is pre-moderated. Like, they basically, you scroll down. I remember this.
You can't comment unless you. What
no,
is it?
I remember this saying the comments below have been moderated in advance. I assume that they just didn't let people. I assume that they, like, let people comment and then they deleted the ones they didn't want. So,
the
comments that are there are all, like, expressing incredulity. So, we can assume that the people that said, maybe this guy should be killed or something like that. Probably all those comments were moderated.
Mm.
All of them are like, what have I just read? Too much information. His parents have failed him. His parents, how do they get their head around it? LOL, but why? The psych team says he is sane. Let that sink in for a bit. Okay. I mean, like, there's nobody's approving
it. The psych team's insane.
But,
of course.
There's nothing in
is
this
that him?
Article... No, this is him.
Oh.
This is the guy that he looked up to that had done it. This guy is called Gelding, of course. This is another guy. That,
come on!
This is another guy.
His name is not Gelding.
It's his nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he named himself Gelding. No.
Shame his name is a dog food.
So here's the guy. Here's a picture of the guy at, like, some gay pride thing. Here he is. Now, they... Okay. Check this out.
I don't know if I
check
want
this out.
To.
He sanitized the blade for safety, and he took a lot of painkillers in preparation.
Do we?
If only you'd taken a few more.
All right, killers. Fine. We'll do that.
Didn't take enough painkillers, quite clearly.
Yeah, you needed a full overdose.
Should have had a few more.
You know, a lot more. Can I get a Sackler on the line to help this guy out, please?
Cancer.
Oh, how have I not touched this one yet?
Boy-bodied people.
Okay, I can't read it.
You can't read it anymore? Why? What's it like?
Well, the fact that they're saying, okay, he's saying, all right, okay. I use a ceramic knife because it's sharper than steel.
Okay. All
right. Less ripping and tearing.
Woo!
All right, we're
woo!
Done.
I took every precaution.
Yeehaw!
Before surgery and went into the hospital immediately afterwards. So this guy's abusing the medical system.
Mm-hmm.
Because they won't... I mean, the thing is, if they'll do this tranny vagina stuff, why not just do a clean cut? Why not have one of these... I mean, that's one that you could probably do without complications. Oh, we're just cutting it off. It's just gone. People have been doing that for a long time. Eunuchs have been a thing for a while, so...
No, we need depth.
Yeah, but these people that want
when
depth,
they do
that's
these
the
when they do these neo vaginas...
That's a good point. Wait a minute. You probably can't get this done, can you?
Like, I don't think that they'll just do it. If you're just like, just cut the balls and dick off.
This
and
is
I just wanna,
well, yeah. It's strange to cut the balls off because now you've removed sexuality. Like, there's no, you don't have the hormones no more. And do they do that with the neo vagina? Do they just like, do they stuff the balls in somewhere? So they still get...
We talked about this, and because there was an article or there was a post or something like that that's going around on Twitter where the guy said that in preparation for the neo vagina surgery, they cut off his balls. And as soon as they did that, he already regretted it because he's like, oh, my sex drive is...
Of course it's gone.
Like, didn't somebody tell you that would
that's
happen?
That's how that works.
That you cut off your nuts and you're not sexual anymore.
Wow.
That's where your libido comes from. So he's like, I lost my libido when they cut off my balls. What do I do?
How did that happen?
Oh, God.
It's like, I'm thinking of that... What's that shitty, like, that mulatto comedian from Adult Swim, you know, like, shoots the guy in the...
Yeah.
How could cutting my balls off do this? It's like my sex drive.
Yeah, my sex drive. Cutting off balls.
Why did cutting my balls off do this?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
A little lightheaded.
I don't like black Boy. People. I just want to let you know that up front.
Okay, I mean, that doesn't...
just trying to...
Well, let's try to close...
Let's this makes me this something. Makes me like black people. I'm like,
no.
Compared to this, black people are great.
Oh my God.
they're just a bunch of dumb weirdos that run around doing stupid shit. It's hilarious.
I got black problems.
Oh God.
But
I don't got
stuff
I don't
is,
got trans problems. I just got black problems.
We can at least end this on something a little less disgusting, which is the New England Journal of Medicine.
Shit, I keep hitting that one by accident. I'm sorry. What do you got, Alex?
They reported this case involving a 32-year-old male that went to emergency room apartment with abdominal pain. Staff couldn't really figure out what was going on.
Gewing on? You mean gewing? Say it right.
Gewing on. I don't know what
that came from. That's this him. Guy, well, it's the original he gives birth to a stillborn baby.
So a dude gives... Huh. How empowering.
Well, this is just another warning of the...
So
of
this,
the...
Is a, this is a female-to-male tranny, then? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
When a man arrived. So
apparently the plumbing was all still intact, and it had still been
fucking. They thought it was an obese man. And if you read the articles about this, it's like, well, we need to find a way to get the medical field to be more inclusive. It's like, what the fuck are they supposed
yeah, listen
to do?
To this.
How could they possibly make you happy? Because your demands
yeah,
are contradictory.
Here we go. He was rightly classified as a man in the metal record.
No, he
medical
was wrongly classified.
And appears masculine. Stromsa. Who I don't know who Stromsa is. It must be some.
He was literally wrongly classified as a man.
But that classification threw us off from considering his actual medical needs. Stromsa would not say.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, what are you supposed to do here? You have
supposed
a
to get another job.
Male,
you're supposed to become an edgy then... podcaster instead. You're supposed to quit and become an edgy podcaster. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
The 32-year-old patient told the nurse he was transgendered when he arrived at the emergency room, and his electronic medical record listed him as male. All right, so they actually did. He actually did tell the nurse. So
the nurse didn't tell anybody
so this
else.
So this person's gender identity was only as strong as okay.
Problem is, if the nurse then says, "Okay, so you're a woman," there's going to be a shit fit thrown.
Right.
He hadn't had a period in several years and had been taking testosterone, a hormone that is masculinizing. If you think so, decrease ovulation and menstruation. But he quit taking the hormone and blood pressure medication after he lost his insurance. The home pregnancy test was positive, and he said he had peed himself. Possible sign of the ruptured membranes in labor.
Man.
A nurse ordered a pregnancy test, but considered him stable and his problems non-urgent.
Okay, this is why all of this stuff needs to be thrown in the garbage. The calling it he, the psychological crap that comes out of Jewish, that's all Jewish, the psychological stuff, like, we have to indulge this fantasy rather than... And not only the other thing is this, it's not that there's the condition of so-called gender dysphoria. When you give, I hate to use the word, when you give lip service to this condition, which is what Dr. Rumor fails to do, when you give lip service to it as a genuine condition, like, oh, maybe this person has this problem where they think they're a woman or whatever, instead of they're just a nut job. And what you do with nut jobs is you put them in a fucking institution. We need to bring back the state mental institution, and we need to not valorize and romanticize and normalize this by putting it on TV and making people that have other emotional problems in their life think that they will be solved by becoming one of these people. Because they have this other thing where if you're sad, then they'll be like, oh, well, maybe you're really a girl. No, maybe you're just sad.
Maybe you're just sad. Maybe you don't feel like
maybe
you fit in.
Maybe you're just sad, and maybe somebody needs to tell you, you know, people are sad a lot.
You're not supposed
and
to become trans if you don't
fit
in. Being
happy all the time
the
is not normal. When you're a kid, you're going to be sad a lot. Childhood is
well,
actually not
that. Well, maybe
you'd
be happier if we turned you into a fucking abomination with a rotting cancer hole between your legs. Maybe that would make you happy. You think
well,
so?
Well, that's what they don't tell anybody. They take people that are already sad about something or depressed
there's more
or messed
stuff
up.
In here. Okay, there's more stuff in here that's really good. This is how we're going to address the problem. You want to hear from Dr. Wexler and Nick Ryder? It's very upsetting incident. It's a tragic outcome, said Dr. Tamara Wexler, a hormone specialist at NYU Langone Medical Center. Is that Langone? Langone? Like the Italian wing? Medical training should include exposure to transgender patients so health workers are better able to meet their needs, Wexler said. A lot of doctors who are practicing didn't even have that in their training, but can still learn much from patients now. Nick Ryder, a transgender health specialist, add him to the list. And psychologists at the University of Minnesota said training isn't enough. There are implicit biases that need to be addressed.
such as, you know, guys who tell me that their dudes don't have babies. Like, that's an implicit bias. So, like, if he's got abdominal pain, like, the last thing in my mind is, oh, he's about to give birth to a little lump of dead tranny baby.
So the solution is we need to shit up society even more make it more confused.
But why is this tragic? It's not tragic. It's a tranny that killed a baby itself inside its own body and gave birth to the corpse. It's like, it's fucking 2019. That's what we do. That's what Western culture's all about.
It's beautiful.
You don't like it, you're a fucking Nazi.
It's beautiful.
That's why I'm a
Nazi.
I've
got an idea. How about we change the training? We'll make the training so that there is no more transgender surgeries or transgender hormone therapy. We'll just eliminate all of that, and this problem will cease to be an issue.
Health records may use male-female templates. Templates for just templates. Like, here's the realm in which, like, the fucking biological sex of a person is the most relevant. Like, you can't get any more relevant than medical field. It's like, what are we doing? What is this person? What is it? Not what does it identify as, not what social constructs does it reject or subscribe to, but what fucking genetically is this thing that we're dealing with, and let's move forward from there. But no, health
this
records
physical
may use...
animal in front of us.
Male-female templates for gender, but it doesn't mean that we just throw out critical thinking or think about how humans are diverse, writers. Yes, it does! In the fucking ER, there are two genders. All that other shit goes out the window. Oh my god, otherwise you like... This case is horrifying. This case is horrifying, but not terribly surprising, said Jillian Brandstetter, a spokeswoman for an advocacy group, National Center for Transgender Equality in Washington. Transgender people often run into problems getting gender-specific health care, such as cervical cancer screen. Why, are guys trying to get it? That's what they should have screened the guys that we read about earlier for cervical cancer.
Remember like
maybe that necrotic cancer was cervical cancer.
Remember like the guys who were like
they have an Oscar Mayer cervix. That's what that little ring is called. The baloney ring.
Oh, Jesus.
Your Oscar Mayer cervix.
Oscar Mayer
That's
cervix.
What's holding it together. Write that down, Jamie.
Remember when those guys that were like pre-op trannies wanted like pap smears? And it was like, all right. You know, we'll do that.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm going to grab this instrument. I'm going to scrape the inside of you real good.
Scrape the grundle with this stick a little bit. There we go. Pap smear completed.
There you go.
Let's take this Q-tip and poke you in the grundle.
Believe me, I wish this would find some fucking horrible disease.
No, it's great. It's the best thing of the doctor. It's like, all right, let's just poke the grundle with the Q-tip. Did the pap smear. Charge the insurance card. Let's go.
More needs to be done to improve medical awareness and recognition of diversity because the consequences can be so dire, as in this case shows. So, out in reality, we're supposed to pretend that you pass. Like, we're not supposed to point out, like, I think that's a dude with a dick cut off. But in the ER, they're magically supposed to revert into this other mentality where they can detect it so that, like, it doesn't backfire.
Well, here's...
And then they don't get sued.
Here's right. The thing. All of this is malicious. You would not introduce this into a society
that you weren't trying to destroy.
Unless you hated it. Yep. And the fact that it's all coming ultimately the people that initiated this stuff, the people that brought it to the fore, started bringing it out in Weimar Germany. They were interrupted by some world historical events, and they have now achieved Weimar status unlocked in the United States and Western Europe.
Oh, it's so much further advanced than Weimar ever was.
Well, there's some differences.
Can I play this drop in its entirety? Usually I play the short version. I want to do the long version.
Cancer! Okay, very good.
Sorry.
So, like
we needed that one.
The thing there is that, the fact that they're doing this, and like I said, this is not something that's like, oh, it's the way they present it is there's this underserved community of individuals, gender dysphorics, that have this condition where they think they're the other gender. We want to help these people as much as possible. No, this is bullshit. It's a made-up condition. These are people that are just crazy. You have taken crazy people and you have told them, hey, you're gender dysphoric. Becoming a woman will make you happy. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't because they kill themselves, because they mutilate their bodies and they kill themselves. Now, they've now taken this and they also make it, they put it on TV. They make it a romantic thing. They make it a heroic thing. They make it a status thing. And then you have young children who are maybe a little bit too fussy, and they have a fucking single mother who has no sense, who watches all this TV and thinks, oh, wouldn't it be great if my kid was this cool new fad? So then she starts, there was a dad who was split with his wife, and the wife, they had joint custody, and it was literally like the wife was making the kid be a girl, and he wanted it to be a boy, And then the wife took him to court because she's saying he's transgender. And so now, not only was the court ordered the fucking the wife to be allowed, or the ex-wife to be allowed to do the transition, this guy has to pay alimony and stuff for the procedure to turn his son into a girl. And if he doesn't, he goes to jail. Now, if I were him, I would just fucking go to jail. I'd be like, you know what? Put me in jail. I'm not turning my son into a girl. I'm not doing it. I refuse to do it. They put it in court. And, of course, you know that the court is going to decide in favor of the kid is a transgender. And they're going to have a Jew doctor that is going to come out there and is going to testify in court. And the court's going to listen to the expert testimony. And they're going to say, yes, this kid is clear. When do these people ever say, no, that kid's not a transgender? When Never. Do they ever do that? Because this is a...
What, it's a Jewish
just,
kid?
Just like the fucking... Yeah, probably true. Because, well, the Jewish mothers don't bring their kids to do this shit. This is, you know, unless they're the ones that feature it on TV... So that they sell it to you. That's the Jazz Jennings. And I was like, well, what do I care about Jazz Jennings? Because that's a Jazz Jennings is a Jew. I love seeing Jews destroy themselves. Like, fine, this is one Jew destroying himself on TV at the urging of his mother so that all you goyim go and do it. So, no, there is a problem with that. It shouldn't be on TV. This is the thing. It is not just that there is this one. They start with, just like with gay, they start with these guys are just born as whatever, and we got to help them or something. And then, before you know it, it becomes a cause celebre in every elite, and the TVs are putting it all over there. And, of course, the most vulnerable people to this media pressure are single women with no husband, and they will fucking dive right
Shit,
in.
The married broads fall for this stuff, too, if you're not
They fall
careful.
For it, but, like, there's a dad in the house to say no. And if the dad falls for it too,
he usually falls for it.
Sometimes. Look, we don't know how much this happens.
No.
But I'll tell you what, this is much more with the single women, but it doesn't matter. Point is, there are people who are too stupid to think that stuff they see on TV might be destructive and bad and stuff that is being sold to them. They're selling this to people as a glamorous status aspirational lifestyle choice. Oh, you could be trans, you could be cool, you could be different. And then, you know, and it's bullshit. And so it's not something where you're just treating a disorder. This is not a disorder. This is a manufactured thing, and it's malicious. The people doing it are malicious. They mean you harm. They mean us harm. The doctor that said this little boy whose dad is trying to fight for him to stay a boy is saying, no, no, he needs to become a girl in court. That doctor is malicious. That doctor is an evil person. That doctor should, you know, redacted. So,
it's a lizard person.
Yeah, and I guarantee you there's Jews all over this, okay? Jews started this. So I wanted to, on a positive note, I'm going to give a real positive note. Timeline.com.
Okay.
How the Nazis derailed the medical advances around sexual reassignment surgery with one act. They set the trans community back decades.
Was that the Holocaust?
Well, it's actually before the Holocaust, okay? But these people are heroes, the people that did this. Mm-hmm. And I'll never stop saying it.
Yep.
Asher Cohn. This is written by Asher Cohn. Very Jewish name.
A coon full of ash.
Yes. So, by Asher Cohn. Culturally, transgender issues are certainly having a moment. Oh, boy, they are.
Oh, a moment.
Last March, Caitlyn Jenner made a star turn on the cover of Vanity Fair. So, this is a few years old, this article. It's from 2016. Transparent is one of Amazon's most successful shows. And Orange is the New Black was a breakout role for transgender actor Laverne Cox. Well, I don't think Cox are, you know.
Laverne, no Cox.
Oh, boy. What are we doing here? Are we getting cold cuts out?
I'm going to eat some turkey. We're not taking a break. We've already done 90 minutes. Might as well just go all the way.
Cuts? All right, so let me just munch on some turkey here.
Some fucking... Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. Smells terrible. I hate turkey.
Aside from... Okay. I'm like... Fat guy. I'm mastication theater.
Mastication.
I was pretty good.
Aside from reporters and pertinent questions about genitals, the medical aspects are less discussed.
Mm.
Filibuster while I swallow this tree.
Trains are really gross and they're not real.
Masticated pelvis.
Today there are Jesus.
We need to start printing out articles to burn them in the fire pit.
Yeah. All right, we had to print out articles on transgenders to like burn them.
Just throw them in the
print out these 4chan posts on like on paper and then burn them. Aside from reporters and pertinent questions about genitals, the medical aspects are less discussed today. There are well over 100 doctors in the United States who perform sexual reassignment surgery, according to Trans Healthcare. But at one point, that number was more like 3. Two of those worked with Christine Jorgensen, who is often credited as the first recipient of such surgery. She had to go to Denmark to begin treatment, but returned stateside in 1953 as a blonde vamp. Of course, again, the guy that becomes a woman becomes a over-the-top hypersexualized slut. Woman that takes her. They got a picture of Christine Jorgensen right there. There's Christine Jorgensen.
So that's a dude?
That's a dude. You can see that it's a dude if you look closely enough. But of course, again, for 1953, this is like, this is the over-sexualized woman archetype that you get. Becoming a nightclub singer and TV star with Lauren Bacall, with Lauren Bacall fashion sense.
Who was behind making it a fucking entertainment star?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? So who took this transgender guy? Who took this guy?
Who promoted that?
Christine Jorgensen. Put them all over TV and nightclub, right? Nightclub singer, TV star with a Lauren Bacall fashion sense. Another Jew. She was an international sensation. But it turns out she was not the first person to have her sex reassigned. Sex reassignment surgery had an earlier life in an unexpected time and place. 1920s Germany. Not unexpected if you understand history.
No, not at all unexpected.
Several doctors there performed such surgeries using analog technology and organic hormones. They worked under a new paradigm. What if they could make someone's body fit their mind instead of forcing their mind to fit their body?
Oh, I think we got the word force in the wrong fucking part of that sentence.
But it's also just like, why is this is a mind, we could delve into the problem of mind-body dichotomy and things that, which I don't want to delve into that, but that does come up, because if you think about it, actually it is relevant, because your mind and your body are not separate. I reject that premise. You are a holistic being where mind and body are supposed to be in harmony with one another. This idea that they are radically separate
just a rationalized insanity.
Yeah, that's just that you're just a crazy person. And look, mental illness, I think that there's this hyper classification of what these various disorders are. I think people are just fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's just people that are crazy. And you obviously the thing that's causing them to be crazy is not because they don't have a pussy. It's because they're nuts. Giving them a fake pussy just makes everything worse. And they kill themselves.
And give them a fake pussy. Take away
put
their
them
nuts.
In a fucking institution.
What
give them nuts? Fucking Thorazine if we can't do anything else with them. I don't know. But, okay. Mm. Sex change surgery did not take root because of a new or unusual medical technology, writes Yale professor Joanne Meyerowitz in her 2002 book.
How does it keep happening?
How?
I'm Jewish and a woman.
The only blood that matters to me is Jewish blood.
It's like every one of these problems. It's like, I get some more canards?
Check this out. Sex change surgery did not take root because of a new or unusual medical technology, writes Joanne Meyerowitz in her 2002 book, How Sex Changed. It took root because Germany had a vocal campaign for sexual emancipation.
I'm a Jew and I should die.
Yes.
I'm goddamn Jewish.
Germany had a vibrant LGBT community
maximum
in the years.
Jew.
In the years after World War I,
I make my own lampshades.
One of the era's biggest film stars, Conrad Veidt, even portrayed cinema's first gay character in 1919's...
I'd love to have a lampshade made out of this.
In 1919's Different from the Others, a film written by renowned sexologist Magnus Hirschfeld.
I'm gay.
Whose later work would be vital to the early research into the biological aspects of trans identity.
I am gay. I am Jewish.
Meanwhile, early experiments in hormone replacement were underway in Vienna. One surgeon had successfully introduced transplanted testes into a female guinea pig, noting the line of demarcation between the sexes is not as sharp as is generally taken
it's
for
granted.
It's
not as sharp as my scalpel and my fucking butcher knife.
He was interested in gender, but ultimately chose
interested in something else.
I'm very interested in something else. Ultimately chose
I'm
more...
interested in cremation.
There it is.
I'm not interested in gender. I'm interested in cremation.
Yeah.
Ultimately chose a more profitable route and helped aging men boost their testosterone using a surgery that was basically steampunk Viagra. Listen to how this Jew writes this.
Listen to how romanticized that is.
Yes.
Steampunk Viagra.
Yes. Write that down, Jamie. That's one of the notes.
It's Viagra, but it's awkward. Okay. And it didn't have, I don't know. Steampunk is weird.
Okay, so check this out. So here we have someone that probably wasn't Jewish. Other doctors seemed less compassionate than curious. One attempted to cure homosexuality by replacing a gay man's testicles with those of a heterosexual donor. All right, that's a little weird.
I mean, you know, when you don't know any better, why not? I mean, why not give that a shot?
I mean, yeah. I don't know if that guy was like Jewish. That seems like still some Frankenstein shit.
Is that like a Noah, or was that from like a cadaver? Like, where did they get the nuts from?
I don't know. There are also
some sort of political organization looking at this, and they're like, what are you guys doing over here? What's going on?
Yeah. I think eventually something like that happened.
But basically, like, yeah.
Wait, hold on.
The logic gets worse. I mean, that's a better idea than like, hey, let's transplant testicles is better than like, hey, let's cut these cocks off and like we'll bore a new hole.
I mean,
presumably, at
some point, you know, organ replacement surgery on some level is not degenerate. But here's something problematic: there are also accounts of transplanting ape testicles into men, womb insertion, and voluntary castration.
All right.
Constructed vaginal openings done with rudimentary painkillers bordered on the macabre. Well, okay,
It is macabre.
I wouldn't say they border, and today they don't border. Today they're macabre no matter what. They are macabre no matter what.
Macabre.
You cannot create, because it's literally like it's.
Yeah, we're shoulder deep in that borderline.
There's no borderline, okay? Okay, Hirschfeld took a different route. The Stonewall Society refers to him as part educator and part father confessor who claimed to have discussed homosexuality and transsexual issues with over 30,000 people. Okay, so here we have this guy. Again, the Jewish psychiatrist playing the role of telling people.
I can think of 6 million people I want to discuss it with.
Yeah, telling people, like, no, oh, here's the issue with you. You're not really a man.
Mm.
Becoming a woman will make you happy. Oh, whoops, you cut off your balls and now you want to kill yourself? Well, sorry, I guess that's botched. But we can't let your story is not representative. We need to keep exploring these avenues. We need to keep this pathway open, shall we say? Keep dilating this opening. Make sure it stays open.
We don't want to lose depth.
We don't want this wound. We don't want this social wound to heal, and to have this this discontinued.
Right. This turkey's delicious, by the way.
Shall we say? Okay. He understood surgery was a promising field in the new portfolio of sex studies, not as a new practice with which he could make his name. Hirschfeld saw himself as an activist, constantly referring to a motto of justice through science, which also made him a target of Germany's rising far right. In 1921, he was jumped after a lecture and left for dead on the street.
Oh, good.
Let me tell you,
sanity prevailed.
The men that did that are heroes.
Yep, we should have statues of these guys.
The men that did that are heroes. He persisted, though, and became an intermediary. How did he persist? He was dead. Oh, left for dead.
He was left for dead. Apparently.
He persisted, though, and became an intermediary between the German government and the trans community. One story tells of a trans woman who was arrested on counts of female impersonation. Imagine that used to be a crime.
Wow.
Female impersonation. The judge contacted Hirschfeld, who consulted with the woman. She requested and received reassignment surgery and later worked in Hirschfeld's Institute for Sexual Science.
Interesting.
Two of Hirschfeld's colleagues performed numerous reassignments and began to realize that their patients tended to be wealthy Germans. They publicized their surgeries in newspapers, hoping poorer trans people could learn about the procedures and get in touch.
In the oven it goes.
By the early 1930s, people came from around the world to undergo reassignment surgery in Berlin. Then
I'd like a citation on that, actually.
No, it's true.
Yeah? People around the world, this was a
I believe it's true, yes. Well, yeah. No, this is actually a thing with Warmer. Yeah, this is true. But then what happened? The adult stepped into the room.
Your uncle said, I've had enough of this.
Your uncle came in and said, nope. Then Adolf Hitler was appointed chancellor in Germany in January 1931. 2 years later, his brown shirts broke into Hirschfeld's institute and burned his journals and research.
There you go.
When Hirschfeld was out of Germany on tour, the Nazi student group marched on the institute. Over 20,000 books were set aflame, as well as medical diagrams and photographs crucial to understanding sex reassignment surgery. Hirschfeld and his colleagues were Jewish.
Hmm. Are you sure about that?
But it wasn't just that. Hitler also publicly raged against the vice of homosexuality and the degenerate lives of homosexuals. Mm. They weakened the Aryan cause. Mm. The patients were largely saved from targeting by the Nazis by the fact that the documentation of their procedures went up in smoke. But the trans community's great library of Alexandria was burned, and the medical research was pushed back decades.
Their library of sepsis.
So, Adolf Hitler, once again, coming out on top, doing nothing wrong.
I think a man that would put a stop to that stuff couldn't be all bad, you know?
There's no way that he could be the demon that he's presented as. I mean, look, and these thugs, these supposed, oh God, these thugs that went out. Well, you know what? They beat the crap out of this Jew that was poisoning the society.
Yeah. I mean,
too bad they didn't finish the job.
It's not, well, I mean, I don't know. They got themselves a state apparatus to try. Too bad it had to be destroyed from without by an international coalition of willing cuckolds.
So just, you know,
and
if you
coalition
have,
of the willing fucking gullums.
This should be an assignment for you. For those of you that have not you.
Oh,
I'm talking to this.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, not doing anything. Yeah.
I got songs to sing.
Yeah. So assignment for the listeners is look, you got family. And a lot of you do come from some, you know, a lot of you come from liberal households. But those of you, if you got conservatives in your family, friends, buddies that you know of, here's a great way to introduce them into some stuff. Like, let them know, like, you know.
Yeah, an article named the Jew.
Yeah. I mean, show them this article. Like I said, always listen to Jews. Don't necessarily listen to us.
Like, the conditioning is supposed to be as such that
that you, you agree with this.
Well, you read that article, and just on the fact that it was Jews doing it and Hitler stopping it, that means that this was good and Hitler bad. Yeah. It's like, this should upset the conditioning. Like, wait a minute. So this horrible thing was being stopped by Chancellor Hitler?
Because I know that you have people in your life that don't like this stuff, particularly if they're conservatives and they're Christians and things like that. They're not going to like this. They don't like this. This is a place where they... And the great thing is right now, they're still weak on this. Because most people, are, like, you see the 4chan threads, you see the medical personnel, what they say... They don't take it seriously. They don't respect it. Everybody hates it. Everybody rebels against it. Jordan Peterson made his whole career on this, but even Jordan Peterson will not call out the Jewish element to it.
No.
And he's actually even stopped doing this. Now he's gone into just like basic bitch self-help. But this is how he got his start, was by refusing to respect your gender pronouns. This is bigger than the pronouns. This is like actual horrifying surgeries and experiments being performed on people that got its start from Jews in Weimar Germany. And now it's being continued, and it's happening today, and it's being done by Jews. Dr. Rumer is a Jew.
Necrotic
for sure.
Cancer cells don't care about your pronouns.
Right. And so this is a place where you can start introducing people to understanding of the Jewish question and some kind of revision on the history that they've always been taught, in which the guy that went up against the Jews is the worst guy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so how could a guy be all bad if he went and he burned down the trans laboratory filled
with Jews
from
the other side
in Berlin?
Let's take it from the other side. Okay, so many debates and discussions are stopped in the tracks wow, that's just like Hitler. So imagine this: if you think that like these procedures should not be performed, that this mental illness should not be indulged in the way it's done, like now you're like Hitler.
You are in an unquestionable way. You are like Hitler.
You are like Hitler. And this is that's just the first way that you're like Hitler.
That's just one. That's probably, you should maybe explore.
Okay, fine. I'm Hitler. I'm fine.
I'm not telling you about calling your name. I'm talking to like somebody who's not in this. It's like, this is the first most obvious way that you are like Hitler, and that you probably you sympathize with what these people did to this guy and his little
I mean, the thing with this article is if this article goes out to a wider audience than just homosexuals and weirdos and Jews, there will be a lot of people like, and it won't even be this thing where a lot of people think these are issues. Now, my approach on this is there's disagreement on this. I take a certain approach, which is I just put it in front of your face and I tell you what the fuck I think, and I don't bother holding back because who fucking cares? But there's some people, we got to manage how we talk about it. Hey. Don't go out there talking about Hitler and stuff. I'm like, well, look, show this to like an average blue collar guy in America. I'll be, maybe this Hitler guy had something to him. Guarantee you'll get that response.
Yep, you will.
You'll get that response from average guys that aren't very political. You know, they've heard their whole, Hitler is so terrible. But if you had showed me this when I was 20 years old, I would have been like, maybe Hitler, not so bad.
Mm.
You know?
So, what have we got? We're like an hour and 48 minutes. I think we've done the tranny stuff as far as, but I have we have more Jewish questions.
We have more Jewish questions.
We always have Jewish questions. Alex,
kind of need to take a break. I need to get some water.
Jamie, can you get him some water?
But we've almost got 2 hours.
Yeah, we're almost there.
We gotta stick it out, man.
We can can you fill up mine too? Oh God, don't come from the camera. Thank you.
Yes, I managed to avoid the camera.
Yeah. So tell me about David Cole Stein. That's my Jewish question. I know you mentioned him at the beginning.
Yeah,
I want to know what this is.
Man, I totally forgot about that because I was distracted by this rotting...
By the necrotic neo...
Yeah, the still feel kind of queasy. Oh, God. Yeah, so our pal, David Kohlstein, has written an article called A Bleak Future for Jews. We covered one of his previous articles.
Bleak Future? I thought they kicked him out.
He is such a weird fucking... what's the weird Jew?
Also, look at Dr. Rumor's website.
I don't want to look at his website.
It's a woman.
Her website. There's actually cold ones in the fridge if you want to grab him a cold one.
Crack open a cold one with the boys.
No, Jamie has to get you a nice warm water. You know, it's more filling that way.
Crack open a necrotic one.
Oh, really? Is that true?
I think warm water because it's expanded a little bit. No, because water does the other thing. Water expands when it freezes.
Well, it expands when it freezes only because the air gets trapped inside.
Oh, right. Is that what it is?
Yeah, there's some reason why. I remember when I was younger, I was like, how does that work? How does that work that water is get bigger when it freezes? That doesn't make any sense. But I don't know.
And this is why when the polar ice caps melt, the sea level's not going to rise.
Oh.
Because there you go.
That was always a fun one to tell them. But anyway, David Kohlstein. So he wrote an article, the future is bleak for Jews.
Good. He's been going on a tear lately. Get it? Going on a tear.
This
whole idea.
He's been going on a fistula. Been on a fistula lately with this whole thing, yeah.
He's going on a perforation.
Ugh. I don't think I can get over this last hour and a half, man.
I'm sorry. I mean, we gotta finish the show.
You gotta power through it, bro.
You gotta get excited for next article.
Yeah. Listen, tackies, God, of course.
He's
been doing this stuff. But yeah, so he's been running this narrative of like Jews just need to get over the Holocaust because it's not doing them any good.
Jews need to get over the thing that like is their golden ticket to whatever they want in all over the world.
The defining feature of your entire identity that allows you to form your own nation state, guilt the entire United States into doing your bidding and extort money from poor countries around the world. Give that up.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
But he mentioned an interesting scenario in California where their governor, Stalin Newsom, that's his name.
His name is Gavin Newsom.
Why is he called him Stalin Newsom?
Because he's a fucking normie conservative. The guy's name is Gavin Newsom.
Goddamn boomer.
You thought his name was literally Stalin?
It's 2019, dude. We got fucking rot holes instead of vaginas running around now, so anything's possible.
True, anyway, go on. Give us this icy cold take.
Oh, man.
It's an ice cold take.
All of these Jewish Democrats want to build low-income Section 8 housing, and they want to put it in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills has a very large Jewish population, and they are up in arms about this. They do not want those people in their community. They called this Governor Haman or something like that, which is
Haman.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do a Beverly Hills Purim.
So what is it?
Making
Beverly Hills accommodate blacks, like low income black housing, is the same as what Haman.
This is good. Is this what Ben Carson's doing? Like, he doesn't know what an Oreo is, but he's gonna send niggers into a.
I'm all for. I want to tell everybody here. I am one of the most vocal proponents of low income housing for blacks in Beverly Hills. 100%.
I almost said Bel Air because I was thinking of the Fresh Prince.
What the fuck is the difference?
I don't know.
There too. I'm sure it's a bunch of rich Jews that work in the fucking film industry living there as well, right?
All the fucking illegal immigrants that are being kicked out of HUD units, like, just send them there.
All of them.
That's what they're doing. And so these Jews.
They think this governor's worse than Hitler.
They think he's literally worse than Hitler for doing this. That's happening within our borders too. This is not happening in Israel. This is happening here. That their little ethno group and this little enclave is having this sort of conniption fit.
Oh, God, it's occupied territory.
Yeah, right.
God. So what else is little David? If I oven David Cole, am I a coal burner?
Well, I mean, the rest of his take is this basic bitch thing where...
Well, you couldn't even pretend to laugh at it. You laughed so hard the first time.
Well, you already did the bit.
I wasn't even listening.
I don't really feel like laughing anymore. Not after...
I know.
Yeah. My soul is wounded, so I have
I can't even find the... What's-his-face saying that? I thought I had it.
Essentially, Cole's argument is that Jews need to be kind of consistent here and understand that the same reason... that they don't want these people in their communities is also applies to white people who do not want Somalian Muslims in their communities.
Maybe I have to cut Cole some slack because he is like for him to like think that Jews need to have more consistency, he is obviously like de-Judified himself. Like he does not fit in that identity. Well, like, he doesn't understand why these people.
He doesn't
lie
fit in our. He doesn't fit in our identity group either.
Maybe like, I won't be as like hostile
anymore.
He
seems to not. Well, the problem with Cole is he's got very Jewish tendencies, but he's almost like Jewing his own people in that he's like applying what they do to outgroups and he's doing it to them. He's taking their foundational myth and he's undermining it. He's attacking. He's saying like, "Ah, oh, you're not so great. Like, what's so wonderful about you?" And then he thinks like, I'm not sure what he thinks. The problem is like with his advice for Jews. They're never going to take it. They're never going to take it because they know better. They know that he's wrong. Jews giving up the Holocaust means giving up
surrender,
giving up their most potent weapon and the foundational
to invite it actually happening
of their
once.
Identity.
Right?
Yeah.
You give up the Holocaust, like if somebody's going to do it to you.
Well, the thing is, if they give up the Holocaust, people are going to be like, "Wait, so you lied to us for 70 fucking years? Are you fucking
not even that
me?
Just to stop harping on it would be,
yeah
would be
well they can't stop harping
no
on it. And so it's like David, like your people, this is their foundational myth, their foundational this is what I mean,
he must just buy the canard that, like Jews just got to where they are by with like gumption and
well I don't
elbow
know
grease.
What he buys
no,
or something
no,
he
I guess it,
but then he goes into some basic like classical liberal stuff and he says he even said like he'll talk to white nationalists, he doesn't mind doing it, but he'll say like, well, the U.S. was always, he does the nation of immigrants thing, he's like, oh, the U.S. is just one great big melting pot, everybody comes here and it's great, I love it, everyone should come here. His whole thing is like Jews like make themselves stand out from that by insisting on a separate identity and then guilting everybody with the Holocaust. I'm like, don't you understand? This is literally the plan. Like, yes, they bring everyone here and then they themselves get to maintain separation. That is like literally the plan.
They get to
that
ghettoize
is how they
in the
rule
halls of
the
power.
Country. Yes, they ghettoize and hold power as a group. All other groups are broken down. It's the communism, Zionism, workflow, if you will, or dichotomy or whatever. It's not dichotomy. They actually work together. It's like communism for the goyim, Zionism for the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's instead of communism, just neoliberalism, it's just right?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's like now it's liberalism for the goyim, Zionism for the Jew, ethno-nationalism for the Jew, ethnic exclusivity for the Jew, teamwork, in-group preference, all this for the Jew, none of it for any of the goyim. He doesn't get that. He's thinking like, why don't we all just be liberal? Is kind of his point of view. And then, well, you know, so it's like he's just getting everything wrong. He doesn't get like, hey, David, your people have a whole system of power worked out and like you're attacking it. Why would you do that? It doesn't make sense. It's the same way. Like it would be like if I were to start believing in white privilege, like right. why would I believe in that? Because that just hurts me and my group for me to believe that and promote that ideology. It undermines our ability to fucking white people. That ability's already been crushed. The ability of white people to collectivize and work together and gain power and make things work out for ourselves, that's already been basically destroyed. But it's been destroyed by things like promoting white privilege, by people posing as in-group members, Jews. So it's like to do Holocaust revisionism for a Jew is like a white person saying white privilege. Like, hey, let's tear down our own structures because we don't deserve them.
You know, if you could mainstream coverage of this hypocrisy, it really would just piss off the average person.
It would. That's why they have to cover it up. That's why they have to shut down everybody. That's why they have to shut us down. They say we're extremists to talk about violent terror and all stuff because they want to put – not only do they want to shut us down, because they know that the stuff is still accessible. This is what they do. They put a taboo on it because it's not – you can't shut somebody down so much that it's inaccessible to you. So they have to in before everything. Like I said, like anti-Semitic trope is just the world's oldest in before, right? It's all it is.
I saw that. That was a hot take.
You like that take? That was good. And so what they do is that's why they can't just shut it down. They do want to shut it down, but they also want to put a taboo on it so that people will voluntarily avoid it. One thing, remember we said, like whenever we got coverage in the New York Times, and they even put our URL out there, they would... We wouldn't get a spike in views on the site from that. People, you would think ordinarily you might, but you don't, because New York Times viewers don't want to stain themselves with the taboo of going to our site, right? So that's the other thing they do. They don't just say, no, you can't talk about it. We're going to shut you down. They haven't shut us down. We're still here on the internet, but they put such a taboo around it, and they put a taboo around it by how they describe it in the media, and it's lies. It's all lies, and if people... All the people that have come and become fans and listeners and friends are people that don't care about that taboo. People that are willing to take that social risk. People that are willing to endure doing something that's a little bit bad. But the thing is, they're creating such a fucking hellscape of social life, not necessarily economic life, but that might come later. But of social life is such a hellscape that what do you have to lose anymore by breaking a few taboos to try and find like-minded people or try and find a group of friends that you can actually be with? So, you know, I don't know how much longer. I mean, if normal life is saying that guy with the fistula and the infection and the pus shit dripping out of his fake vagina is normal. Well,
not normal. He's your moral superior.
Maybe we don't do normal anymore.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the concept of normie means nothing when normie means accepting that. Right?
Yep.
So, yeah. I don't know why I went into that rant. Not necessarily connected to David Cole Stein, but... So what is he saying? He's saying, like, what? Jews in Beverly Hills are mad because the state is going to make blacks
move
next to
them? They're doing NIMBYism.
Yeah, no, they're doing NIMBYism. And he mentioned, I guess... A few decades ago, some rabbi was even talking about
Jimmy
this idea
would be
that,
Jews in my backyard. Yeah, I'm very much against Jimmy.
I don't want Jimmy.
I do not want Jimmy. I'm anti-Jimmy.
Ask Monroe, New York about Jimmy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's literally like, that's like Rockland County, Jimbies. All these Jimbies in Rockland County, Jews in their backyards. Literally, remember our pal told us literally a Jew in his backyard that time? It was like a baby? That, like, the Jews have these Orthodox have so many kids. Literally, there's just a Jewish baby crawling around his backyard.
Yeah.
They had to take it to the police, and the Jews couldn't figure out whose it was. They took it back, but they didn't know whose it was. I don't even know if that part's true. But yeah, they just called the police. The police came like, this happens all the time. These fucking kikes lose their kids. Mm. I don't think the police said that, but they said as much, you know.
So what else you got? He was about to talk about Stein. Cole Stein.
Yeah, so he's got this, he talked to this rabbi, and there's this idea that he's perpetuating that maybe it's kind of stupid for Jews to break the Bible Belt in the United States and to constantly see white Christians as their enemy, because ultimately what they're going to get is a hostile immigrant group that's going to force them out of the United States, as has happened in France. And I don't know how much truth there is to that, and I don't really understand exactly how many Jews have left France so far. It does seem kind of short-sighted to constantly be bringing in people that literally do hate you way worse than Christians do.
This is a point that there are some conservative Jews that make, and they're wrong. And the majority of the Jewish community doesn't go along with this, and the reason there aren't Jews in Europe is one reason. The adult in the room. The Adolf in the room.
The Adolf in the room.
The Adolf in the room.
Oh, my God. That's
wonderful.
A good, write that down, Jamie.
The Adolf in the room.
The Adolf in the room. Yes. Like, that's why.
What are we going to call this show today? We got everything. The Adolf
so
in the room.
So many good show titles.
I feel like that might be the best one.
The Adolf in the room.
I mean, the fucking Oscar Mayer cervix. I really like, I'm really
no,
proud
that's,
of that.
No, that's not, that's a, that'll be a show note, but we're not putting that
are
as
you
a
serious?
Title.
Oscar Mayer cervix?
No, dude.
Oscar Mayer cervix is.
That's not even a pun. It's just a gross thing to say.
Yeah, but it's good clickbait. Like,
just put it as
like,
a,
oh, TDS is gonna do 3 hours on trannies again.
Put it as a show note again. We've never done this before. This is like a fucking.
Do we ever have to do trannies again after this? Can we finally?
I think we'll probably talk about the issue, but we might not do a deep dive. This is our deep. Deep getting a lot of depth.
We are getting a lot of depth.
We created an injury to ourselves by trying to get more depth on this issue. So we ended up with scarring.
I want to take a melon baller and I want to find the part of my brain that has the memory of this episode. I'm going to dig it out.
Yeah, I've developed scarring from getting too much depth on this. You didn't hear me when I said it before because you're looking at pictures of bologna.
Bologna.
Look at pictures of Bologna. I love how you get both Bologna and Bologna. You get like the city and the meat when you search it. It's pretty funny.
I'm starving and I want to go
beautiful
on vacation.
Beautiful city,
now.
By the way. Yeah. Beautiful city. But I've been to that train station. Anyway, where the hell was I?
I don't know. You're in Bologna.
I had a point. And that tranny doesn't anymore. Doosh.
Doosh.
Anyway.
This is why we don't do the whole show in one shot anymore. It's like the fatigue.
Yeah, now I'm like, my brain is tired.
I'm like,
dude, I was on the, I was on the tip of something. That tranny, the tranny wasn't. See, I'm seeing olive loaf here, and I'm like, I'm thinking that's maybe one of these rancid pustules or something like that.
See, this bologna,
Maybe
it doesn't have the little metal clamp on the tip like I want it to have.
Maybe instead of blowing up a ham, we blow up an olive loaf. That's like what some of these infections are looking like.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen a little staple that they put on there.
Yeah, we all know. We all know about the staple, yeah. The little wiener.
You know about the Oscar Mayer service.
More importantly, we had finally drifted away from all this stuff. We had almost done a little diversion into something else, and now we're back again.
The Adolf in the room. That was where we were.
There and back again.
Oh, what was that? I can't remember. I really legitimately lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. This is why we need to take breaks, folks. I'm sorry. I didn't.
All the listeners are going to know exactly where I was going. They'd be like, fuck.
I want to hear him say it. Related searches.
Where
salami.
Was I going, Jamie? Do you remember?
Just do like Schrodinger's take.
It's fine.
Did the take happen?
I don't even
Did
know what you're talking
happen?
About. I was.
I think the take happened.
This has got the clamps on. No, this is just a knot. This has just got some twine.
Yeah, let's just put the clamps on this.
This sausage just has clamps. It doesn't have clamps. It just has twine tied around it. Maybe that's what holds the neo-vagina together on the inside, you know?
So we did the whole tranny thing.
Yeah.
We did the Adolf in the room. We did the
bit about the Kohlstein. We didn't do Marxist lady with the surrogate family shit. Maybe we'll do that Friday.
Yeah, we didn't get that. I was also going to do the European Parliament stuff, which we didn't get
thank
to.
God
I don't want to do that. This is going to be so boring compared to this. But so European elections are...
Oh, shit, then he does
I'm not going to go do the whole thing. I'm not going to explain how it all works, but European elections are starting tomorrow and they're going till Sunday. And we'll know. Now, when I did the little thing about Sargon. Oh, a couple weeks ago. The video up a couple days ago on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on YouTube some people were like, they were doing the bit like, no, Sargon's doing real well. The polls are lying. And I just want to press X to doubt on that. I don't want to be a dick, but I'm going to press X to doubt on that. However, you know, we do have some friends over in Old Blighty that are actually saying, because UKIP is now so wide open, it's a good time for possibly, you know, nationalists such as ourselves and our co-ideologicals over in the mother country of Great Britain to perhaps join this party and use it as a vehicle. It's an option. Why not? I mean, it's wide open now, right? Nigel Farage left and he dragged all the shitty elements over to the Brexit party. Hmm. So,
isn't that stacking whenever you do that? Aren't
it's
you
not illegal. It's just, why are you talking about that?
Because I don't know.
I don't think that you're not allowed to do that in Britain. I think you're allowed to. The idea being you're not allowed to join a party to try and change its outlook, which seems to me to be a little bit weird. What communists call this is entryism.
Mm.
I mean, we enter into like the Green Party is a place where they did this, right? They went into this supposedly environmentalist party. They made it a communist party. But the problem is it's like the idea is that like planning that and plotting that is supposedly illegal. I'm like, that's a little bit too nebulous of an idea to make illegal. Like, what if I find that there's a party on which I halfway agree, but I want to influence them to go towards this harder line position on this other issue? It seems to me to be a completely natural thing to do.
I'm sure this sort of thing is only enforced in one direction.
Yes, you're not going to get like communists getting in trouble for stacking another.
It's like, hey, this conservative party is starting to become.
It's like, can I say, hey, this party, I disagree with their immigration stance. I'd like them to change it. How can I do? Oh, I have to just form a new party.
Yes,
like the party, like that. What if the party changes its mind? Who was responsible for that? Does somebody have to go to jail? I don't even understand how this works. It doesn't make any sense. It like legitimately doesn't make sense that this could be a thing. But apparently in Australia, it's illegal. I didn't even know this until recently. Someone told me about it. I'm like, how does that even fucking work?
Stacking.
But I think that basically, you know, if a bunch of people of a certain point of view join UKIP, then UKIP's point of view will be altered towards that direction. I'm encouraging you to do something illegal that I don't know about. Don't do it. But I don't think I am.
It'll be more agreeable to like milkshakes or something.
We get a lot of free milkshakes if you join UKIP these days.
It's a nonviolent act. It's not assault.
Well, if they're having these elections, no, political violence is going to be.
Have you ever had salted caramel ice cream? Fucking amazing.
Now I'm fucking stuck.
I know. Now we have to get carb cucked.
God damn it. I'm fucking
I'm
starving.
So fat. I don't even know why I'm still talking about my diet. I weighed 209 the other morning.
Oof. Wow.
No, I just blow it up like a weekend of drinking beer and eating French fries.
I only weigh 10 pounds more than you, though. Holy shit.
But I don't know. Usually I rock it back down to like 202 and then rock it back up over the weekend. Back down.
Up and down, you know.
No, I just ate a quarter, pound of turkey. No, that's a, that was a half a pound of turkey. Oh, my God.
So now you weigh 209 and a half.
And we're going to process that into like six extra pounds of, I don't know. I'm going to go to the gym later. Go to the gym today. But I like, I guess we didn't really talk about milkshaking. It's like it's nice.
Nope.
It's nice to have your, like, talked about it yesterday. Your rebellious act is like corporate sponsored now. Yep. It's
get
good
your,
stuff.
Get your takes on that on Strike and Mike yesterday. Strike
oh,
and
all right. Then you need a paywall account. You need to get your get the take on Strike and Mike, and tomorrow get it on.
I
Jazz,
even called the show.
Jazz and Jesse live in 5 Mountain Time.
5 Mountain Time. Drive time.
Driving
through the mountains.
So 7 p.m. Eastern. We're
driving
through
the mountains when your internet connection is at its weakest.
Mm. Well, not, is all of Mountain Time in mountains? You can be also be on
some
the
some of it's in the plains, but you still get shitty
plains
internet
time.
There, too.
That doesn't sound as good.
Plains time.
Oh, man, we didn't do fucking white male again.
Nah, whatever.
I totally
whatever,
screwed up.
But the Strike and Mike take is good. I call the show Milk Strike.
Nice.
Milk Strikes.
Drugs, jungles, and jingoism.
The revolution will not be televised, but it will benefit Burger King.
By Rainer Chadwick von K. He sent us this book, and I just want to read
the revolution won't be televised.
Can I read
It'll
this?
Be
Can I read this fucking,
this
fucking white male inscription on this book, please? He sent me this book.
Yeah,
another collection of blog posts. Sven, keep bugging Mike. Mike, I wouldn't even rape you. From Rainer. Can you believe that?
I'm not offended.
Who would mail such a thing? Well, at least you know, there's one guy that's not going to rape you. You know that now.
Finally. Oh, Jesus Christ. Tired of getting raped everywhere I go.
Oh, we got some of us.
About to develop a fistula. Well, a raping.
That guy that sent us that letter, they're like, said he wanted everyone to know that he got. He's like, yes, we got your letter. Yes, we accept money orders. Yes, I tell you all the time. You can mail PO Box TRS PO Box 1069 Hopewell Junction, New York 12533. You can send donations. You can sign up for the paywall with money orders or checks for $30 or $120. You can do that.
Yeah,
I guess if he's asking in the letter if we do that, that means I haven't been pimping it hard.
If you want to donate more, just like get more. More paywall.
And the thing
accounts.
That I always. And
it's the only way we can do it right.
Or you could just mail money orders.
Or just mail money.
And just say this is just. Or money orders and checks that say this is just for you to have. And I'll be
if
like,
you have the
you.
Agency where you want to donate more than $120, you can. You probably
you
can
do that.
Go to the post.
And by the way,
well.
Also, like to sign up for the paywall because you're going to want. I always forget to like pimp this, but the paywall fascination drops sometime late tonight and you have it tomorrow morning.
Yeah, sometime between midnight and 6 a.m. It will be put on the site. Yeah.
You want to get your hands.
You
want to
hear
that. You want to hear that. You want both fascinations every week. It's good shit.
Yes.
And Strike and Mike and Jazz and Jesse and everything else that goes on. We do a lot of things in our show Friday. Of course.
We did some. For those of you that might be interested, Striker and I did do some Holocaust revisionism stuff on the show yesterday as well.
Wow.
Yes. So it was a full show. We did a good show yesterday. Really good. One of my favorites.
Okay. That was bad optics. Jeez.
I
mean,
well,
those poor Jews, they got died in the electric.
Well,
floor.
We just talked about David Kohlstein, so we talked about some of that stuff, and we actually came to a similar conclusion that Stryker started out with, which was that this myth is a foundational element of their power.
Oh yeah, it's the thing.
It's the thing.
It's like you can't do anything. You can't do anything in your own interest because that's going to lead to another Holocaust.
You can't even burn 20,000 manuscripts on how to do tranny surgery without being called Hitler. How does that even work? The fuck? I'm going to print out that article and burn it. This weekend. We're going to print out that article
by
Asher Cohn and burn it. We're burning pictures of Magnus Hirschfeld this weekend.
Light him up.
All right.
And is there anything else you feel like we need to do?
No.
What was I feel like there was something else in the mail I needed to mention and I forgot to.
There's something in the mail already.
Cover.
Well, index card guy, but I haven't gone through it yet.
Oh, there's always another show. Whenever we miss something, there's always another show.
Another subscriber came in. We love that. Thank you.
So the main thing is that we won't know about the results of the EU elections till Sunday. So people are going to vote in the UK tomorrow.
I'm just like in a state.
And I know you're on the edge of your
seat.
Wow, I'm actually on the edge of my seat.
I don't know how I'm going to sleep the next 3 nights.
Because the upshot of my analysis, I'll do it on Friday just so you can get a good night's sleep, is that there's a definite and unmistakable shift to the right.
Yes.
And if the European Parliament elections give us an indication of how people will vote in an election that they're not so scared of the other, where they, because the other party can't really do anything if you lose, so you can vote the way you really like. Well, if that suddenly is now more than half so-called far-right parties, well, guess what? Maybe you can just vote how you like all the time.
Maybe.
Just a thought.
Let's find out.
It's kind of cool that they have this, like, test election that, like, doesn't mean anything, that allows, like, ideological clarity. Because, like, oh, wait, about half the people in my country are also totally extremist right wing. Cool. Mm. Maybe cool. We just start voting for the extremist right wing instead of the pussy right wing. Idea.
I don't know. That sounds hasty.
Sounds kind of risky.
Yeah, maybe you want to, I don't know.
Well, I'm just floating things out. Floating this out there. Mm. Just saying.
I mean, it doesn't sound very conservative.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
All right, let's go. We didn't take a break. Now we're going to take a break for like 2 days.
I got to take a break.
Can't wait. I got a break until Friday. Talk about fantastic.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't hate unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.